drink. They use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. Ready to believe you. Don and the Rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? All right.
Who never lets us forget what December 7th is all about.
Right.
Yeah. There he is.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. 60 years ago today. Never forget the Arizona, and an apology would be nice. And all the ships at sea. Even better than Sloppy Joe's and root beer, it's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show, everybody. New episode on this Friday.
Friday.
December 7th. And here are the phone numbers. The national number works from any of these cities where we're heard live. Washington, D.C., New York City, Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City, Las Vegas, Madison, Wisconsin, Iowa City, Iowa, Burlington, Iowa, Austin, Texas, some station in Massachusetts I don't remember the name of.
All right.
That's 877-365-3636. That's your national number. D.C. 202-432-1067. And from New York, you can call us at 877-692-1027. Hey, Robbie, can you give me a hand over here? I forgot to set up the computer thingy there.
What? I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to do that.
What are you doing?
What?
Watch. Here's all you do. Okay.
You just press this button over here.
Like that.
Move this button around here.
Go to program.
Or you could go both ways.
Wait. Now it's going to pop up here.
But we'll be glad.
Now then you click.
Hold on. Turn that off.
Click that.
Click down. Put down there.
To take me. Two of these. Four of them pennants.
Click down to me.
On the crank.
There you go. Then you. Right here you go.
There you go. Over there.
You want to tell me that,
slide it over there.
I can tell my password.
Sure.
And then you click sign on.
All right. Well, get out of my way. I'll do it.
It says, well, I just did it. You've done it. I just did it.
That's why you, my friend, are a type A personality.
While we're waiting here for this computer thing to get going. Oh, there you go.
Oh, nice.
So we can start getting the phone calls in. We do have a newsmaker of the week, and we want to take your phone calls today. I do want to demonstrate, though, a brand new feature on the Don and Mike Show. Something that we call the Pat Summerall 8 Ball.
Ah, wonderful.
This is a magic Pat Summerall 8 Ball. Mm-hmm. You can ask this 8 Ball anything in the world, and it will give you an answer.
So much like the 8 Ball, you know, you get yes, no, maybe not today, you know.
This is one of
the stars say yes.
Like we think it's going to be one of the hottest Christmas toys. And we have the actual thing. And it's a ball, as you can see, the Pat Summerall face on it,
right?
And you turn it around, and it gives you the answer. So, the first question I'm going to ask the Pat Summerall 8 Ball is: the next time that I forget to set the computer up for the telephone, will Rob now remember how to do it, being as he's seen me do it? Pat Summerall 8 Ball?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay, so that's one of those horrible, inconclusive answers.
Mike, would you like to ask the Pat Summerall 8 Ball question? Anything at all?
Yes, Don, and I will work in a shameless plug at the same time. Will a lot of people come out to see the band Crap at Main Street USA in Annandale, Virginia this Saturday night?
All right, let me turn it over.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay. So once again, an inconclusive...
Would you have a question for the Pat Summerall 8 Ball?
Yeah, and there's no way we'll get that answer three times in a row. I'd say, will America prove victorious over the terrorists? That's what I want to know.
All right, well, that's a good question. Let's turn it over, Pat.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Huh. You know, it seems to be stuck on one particular answer.
Well, you know, that's an excellent question. Let me ask it. Pat Summerall, Magic 8 Ball, are you stuck on one answer all the time?
Yeah, I don't remember.
He doesn't seem to remember.
Mm. He doesn't. See, that's kind of a joke. Okay. There you go.
Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Pat, will I like the mental health professional that I'm seeing today? Pat?
Pat?
Pat has an answer. That's going to
turn it upside down.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. All right, F you, Pat.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yes, Geraldo was on yesterday, Clark, it was 11 o'clock.
Oh, listen, please. You know what? Who is this? What's your name?
My name is Mark.
Where are you calling from, Mark?
This is in New Jersey.
Mark, I'm so glad you brought this up. Mm-hmm. I want to put you on hold. We got our Newsmaker of the Week coming in.
Oh, good.
But then I wanted to discuss Geraldo. I saw Geraldo yesterday, last night on the Fox News Channel.
Kind of late to the party, isn't he?
Well, listen, I don't want to get into great detail on this now because we have the special newsmaker. But just let me say, and Mark, I don't know if you agree or disagree with this, why you called. I think it was totally staged.
Yeah,
really.
I think he's Rambo.
Yeah, it's the what it is it's Geraldo. It looks like he's got someone standing in front of him with a hairdryer
right.
to blow his hair. And you hear in the background what sounds like firecrackers being thrown.
Gunfire?
Yeah, it's supposed to be gunfire. And he's crouched down, and he goes, any second now, we think that things are going to slow down here. Any second. And then you hear another one of these firecrackers go off.
Right, right.
You got the guy standing in front of him with a wind machine on his hair.
You think it was done on a soundstage?
Yeah, well, no, I don't doubt it was done in Afghanistan.
But he, like, told all the Northern Alliance buddies, you know, all right, fire your guns when I start.
It didn't even sound like guns.
Right.
I mean, I wish I had a copy of the tape to play it for you. It was so goddamn fakey. And to hear Geraldo say it, he says, behind me in these caves is the number one terrorist in the world, Osama bin Laden.
Yeah. Definitively?
Yeah, like Geraldo's found the cave.
Like he knows where he is.
He knows where it is. I mean, it was absolutely the phoniest thing that I've ever seen in my life. Mark, was that what you were going to say, or what did you want to say?
Basically, I was going to say that, because it was as bad as those Al Capone movies and things. Remember, he used to do it?
When he went to the vault, when he went to the Al Capone, it wasn't an Al Capone movie.
Well, no, you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. When he dug up the vault and there was nothing in there.
Yeah, you watch it for 2 hours for this big ending and nothing comes, you know?
If anybody out there has a tape of Geraldo last night on the Fox News channel, you gotta call in with it. I wish I was smart enough to know how to work my VCR.
I wish I'd seen that.
It is without a doubt. Thank you for the call, Mike.
Right.
It is without a doubt phony. It is fake. Hello, Nick. Nick, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hello, this is Nick. Oh. You guys forgot to introduce Fudge.
Oh, that's right.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Nick. Let me, before we get the newsmaker in, let me ask Pat Summerall. Geraldo last night on the Fox News Channel from Afghanistan, was that genuine or was that staged for the cameras? Pat?
Yeah, I don't remember.
All right, let's bring in the newsmaker of the week. Now, I do want to tell you that I think, as you know, most weeks on the show, the newsmaker of the week is played by the Nigerian nightmare,
Timmy Obibane.
And as it turns out, Timmy is on vacation this week.
Ah, very good.
So, Mike, I would like you...
Nobody deserves it more.
If you wouldn't mind...
I will look the other way, Don, and I will not... Normally, when the newsmaker comes in, I can't see him anyway, Don, so this will work out well.
Let's bring the newsmaker of the week in.
Mike's just looking away. When the newsmaker is in the studio.
I just want you to wait and hear the newsmaker's voice.
Very good.
Mike, you're going to recognize her immediately.
I heard a thud, so very good.
I'm sure that you are as excited as I am. And this is the Don and Mike Newsmaker of the Week, incidentally. You're as excited as I am to be joined by this next hot POA, wonderful teenage star. She's the toast of the pop music scene. Hello to you, Britney Spears.
Let's make this fast, ass bud. I got to get my stomach pumped at noon.
Okay, Brittany, is it a virus of some kind?
No, I was keeping company with a bunch of young men who called themselves the Chicago Bears.
Well, now, I've heard of the Bears. They were supposed to suck this year.
Well, they weren't the ones sucking last night.
Oh,
my God.
Listen, Brittany Spears, watch it, Brittany.
Yes, I woke up this morning bloated and oozing.
Oh, my God. But Britney Spears, I got to tell you, you are a POA. You look fine. And I want to just say something.
Yeah, right.
I just want to say, your breasts are absolutely stunning.
Well, thank you, Don.
forgive the question, but I must ask. It's on everybody's mind. Are those breasts real?
Is your real name Don Geronimo?
Touché, Brittany.
Don, I'm so inflated. I should have Goodyear tattooed on each nipple. My bra size went from 34A to 38P. PSI.
You know, that's like the air pressure.
Yes, I understand.
Let me see. Is that safe?
Screw it. It's getting me laid. By the way, you got a pencil?
I got a lot of pencils over here. Why do you ask?
Man, I got an itch growing that just won't go away, and I can't seem to reach it.
All right, Britney Spears, here you go. Here's a nice big second grader's pencil for you.
Hey, thanks, Dickweed. Right there.
Oh, that's bad. My goodness, Britney, you're putting that big oversized pencil in your underpants.
No, duh, asswipe. Where do you think the itch is? I lost another pencil.
Oh, this is very bad.
You lost my pencil. Where'd you lose my pencil?
I don't know. Somewhere down there. Typical. If it's not the itching, it's the open sores and the drip, drip, drip.
Oh, my God.
All right, Britney Spears, what else have you lost down there?
Let's see, scumbag. A cell phone, bowling pin, yardstick, heavy-duty staper, and a Sterling service, dinner service for 12.
Very good.
Easy for you to say.
That's amazing, Brittany.
Wow. You bet, Don. My private is as deep as the well that baby Jessica got stuck in.
Oh, my.
What surprises me is that a virgin would be so stretched out.
Virgin? Says who? All I ever said is that I never had sex with Justin Timberlake.
I still find that hard to believe.
You shouldn't. He has no genitalia.
Justin Timberlake has no genitals?
Well, none at all. We tried coitus, but it was like trying to get jiggy with G.I. Joe.
You mean Justin Timberlake is all smooth?
Yes, and he smells like plastic.
So you're not a virgin?
Technically, no, asswipe. I've had lovely relations with 5 guys.
Well, now listen, I just want to say, you're 20 years old, 5 guys, that seems conservative, a total of 5 partners.
5 at once, dumbass. And that's my airtight story, if you know what I mean.
All right, so listen, Britney Spears, of all the guys you've been with, you had sex with, what's the overall total?
Who knows? I stopped counting after auditions for the Mickey Mouse Club.
Well, that's okay, but I must say right now, not only are you spectacular to look at, but Brittany, you have a lovely speaking voice.
Thanks, Dick. But this isn't my real voice. I'm lip syncing this interview.
Huh?
That's right. My actual voice is at Club Wet in Washington, D.C. I love me the male strippery boy.
Now listen, is that what brings you to D.C.?
Yeah. I'm auditioning young, hunky dancers for my next rip-off tour.
Have you had any luck finding young, hunky dancers?
One guy, real handsome, but too dumb to dance. I think his name was Nick.
Watch it.
Not Lisa's Nick. Some other Nick.
What about your other dancers?
They're smart, but they won't be dancing much longer.
Really? Who are your other dancers?
No one you've ever heard of.
Well, try me.
There's Cal Ripken Jr., Tony Saragusa, Dan Rather, O.J. Simpson, Macaulay Culkin, Rush Limbaugh, Vice President Dick Cheney, and my lead dancer, Black Peter.
Wow, that's quite a bunch.
Now, but sadly, they, like me, have full-blown AIDS.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that, Brittany.
Not me. I'll just keep on scrolling. I'm okay except for this goddamn it.
Brittany!
I gotta get another electric knife. Good day to you.
Oh, but Brittany!
I said, good day, bitch.
Oh, wow.
Britney Spears, everybody.
Bravo!
Britney Spears.
That was something. Our exclusive newsmaker interview.
Wow.
Not in a million years. I wouldn't have gotten that with him.
Britney. Wow.
Bob Skin. I don't know how it is that we are able to get these major celebrities to come in every week.
Truly amazing.
Let me ask you, Pat Summerall, do you think that was actually Britney Spears, Pat Summerall?
Yeah, I don't remember.
He said, boy, that ball is not working.
Pat Summerall, 8-ball.
That's right.
Hello, Fred. Not in my show. Hello,
bitch.
Hi, Fred. Hi.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about the snapping you heard at Geraldo's TV show the other night, last night.
Yeah, it was last night on the Fox News.
Right, yeah. I'm in the military, and I worked in the rifle pits at Fort Dix. And that actually happens when a bullet passes overhead, It snaps. It doesn't sound like it does coming out of the front of the weapon.
But did you hear the? Did you hear and see the Geraldo thing?
I did see part of it.
Didn't it look fake?
It did look fake, but the snapping does happen. It does sound like a firecracker going off.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Bob.
He's never left the United States.
Hello. Geraldo has a gun, and I think if it was real, he would have shot back.
Hello, Bob. Don and Mike show. Hi, Bob.
Hi, guys. Hi. I am so glad that you introduced me to the word sanctimonious yesterday. I went to catch up on the news last night on FoxNews.com, and I clicked on this link that said Geraldo Rivera under fire at Tora Bora.
Is this the belching guy?
No.
Is this the burping guy?
Be the first time we busted him.
Okay, it's the first time you busted me, so what?
Yay! Hey, way to go, John. That's good.
All right, goodbye.
That's it, we got you.
Can I still call?
No, goodbye.
That's
you're
it.
Busted.
Busted.
You're out of here.
Way to go.
Goodbye.
And you know it's the same time every day.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning of the show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Johnny.
Yes.
Hi, Johnny.
How are you? First time caller here. I just wanted to mention that Britney Spears sounded strikingly familiar to Pat Gauss.
Pat
Gauss? No.
It sounded like Pat Gauss doing that interview there.
Well, it's a fine compliment for Pat Gauss, but you are incorrect.
Thank you.
He's a behind-the-scenes person here at our building.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You have our word on it.
He's been on the show before, Mr. Bob Skin.
Yes, he's been on the show and been impersonated on the show.
Hello, Tim.
Good morning, Mike and Buzz. How you guys doing? Mike, you're going to love Trish Stratus, man. You're just going to love her out of all the female wrestlers and everything. I'm calling from Hawaii. I just wanted to say hi, Buzz. Hi, Mike. Take care.
Hello? What am I, Chubb Liver here?
Yeah, you're a fool, man. You're a DA. F you, Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. F you, Don.
You're the dumb man, but then he goes F you, Mike, when he wants to do his whole little theatrical thing.
Yeah, but let me ask the 8-ball. Was that guy a... Is that caller? Is he a DA?
You're a DA.
Well, let me ask the 8-ball here.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Can't get a straight answer, a definitive answer, out of the gray 8-ball.
We still don't know.
And it's gray. It's not like the original 8-ball that's black.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi. This is Cliff, and I wanted to offer the substitute for you at the Christmas party in case Dennis Murphy can't do it.
Oh, no, thank you, but I am going to go with Dennis as my stand-in. But thank you, though, my
friend. Do a quick round of Name That Tune.
Name That Tune? What, you mean like Stump the Stoop?
Yeah, Name That Tune. I'll play some songs for you.
Do you have an instrument there?
Yeah, I do. I've got songs on my CD.
Songs on your CD? No. Well, you know, we're going to do Stump the Stoop one day next week.
All right.
Okay, all right. Thank you, though, my friend. All right, thanks for the call.
He had a lot of agendas there.
Bye-bye. We'll see you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this, Dan?
Yes, Don.
Yeah, hi, Dan.
Hey, before the year's over, can you get Tim McWilliams to sing?
Hey, listen, I want to just say that Tim McWilliams has become a real pain in the ass, that I wanted Tim to come in. I wanted to... become.
That is funny, Rob.
I wanted Tim to come in and be the celebrity today, the newsmaker, and he couldn't do it.
Really?
And we've asked him to come in and sing and do a holiday show for us, and he won't do that either, so...
Oh, man, he's got to sing this before the year's over.
But he's still busily seeking out air talent to do 50% price commercials.
Let's ask the 8-ball. Will Tim McWilliams come and sing on the show again, Pat Summerall and the Magic 8-ball?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, have you tried the Tim McWilliams Go Screw Yourself Christmas special? Everyone loves it.
It's as hard as one of his kidney stones, man.
That's
this
right.
Thing is impossible to bust open.
It's is that a vein in it?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
A little bit of stomach.
Hey, Don and Mike, long time no here.
Hey, Don and Mike, Hobo Joe, check it in.
Wow, it's been a long time, Hobo Joe. You never call us anymore.
I know it's very difficult with the hours and my job trying to get a way to call you guys. But
now, Hobo Joe.
Good.
Hey, homosexual Joseph, are we going to see you next Thursday for the Christmas Misfits concert?
Absolutely. You know, I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Beautiful.
You know, Homo Joe, really, of all the misfits that we have out on the lawn, is really the only one that kind of tries to pull it all together when we do our Christmas pageant.
Well, I have to tell you about my blind date in New Jersey. My brother's neighbor set me up, and you'll love this.
All right, what happened, Joe?
I went out with this guy, really nice, 6'4", blonde hair, which is not typical of my type.
Oh, man, he'll make you his bitch.
Yeah, thank you. So we went out for the date. It was really nice. And then he said, I have to go to work. Do you want to come with me? I said, where do you work? He said, well, a gay bar. So I said, okay, I can handle that. So
where's your bar?
Sure, I could. So I went to the gay bar, sat at the bar, and he said, I'll be right back. Well, about 20 minutes later, he comes out in high drag.
Oh, really? So he's a tranny.
I guess you would say that.
Did that do it for you at all, or were you turned off by that?
But he was asked me if I was shocked. I said, "Well, you know, with the Donald Mike show, nothing shocks you." So it didn't shock me at all. But he made a nice drag as well as a nice boy.
Was there a particular celebrity that he was mimicking?
Cher.
Let me ask the Pat Summerall 8-ball if Joe had anal with this guy. Let me ask the Pat Summerall 8-ball. Did Joe have anal with this guy on his blind date?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Hey, that's the first good answer, though. That's the honest answer. Joe?
Yes?
Were there relations?
No, I did not do relations. But, however, he wants to see me this weekend, and he wants to do relations.
Who's the celebrity? You say he's 6'4", blonde hair. Who is the celebrity he most resembles, Joe?
Oh, God.
When he's not dressed up like Cher.
I was going to say, when he's dressed up like Cher, it's easier as a girl to pick him up, but as a boy, I didn't know how he has a shaved head.
Well, he has a shaved head. Oh, that nice neo-Nazi looking.
Well, the easier for wearing wigs, I would imagine.
Exactly. That's here to go.
You know what's really horrifying about that? That he has a shaved head, but Joe knows he's blonde.
Ah, yeah. That's why Joe did identify him as a
right
blonde.
Away.
Joe, did you see his pubes?
Oh, yeah. When I was in the restaurant, he kind of came in, and yeah, I did see his pubes. So, yeah.
So
I did not do it after.
Wow. So how far did you go with this guy?
Just cuddling and kissing, and that's it.
That's the way you get to know somebody.
Wow, Merry Christmas.
A little cuddling and kissing.
That always oogies us out.
All right.
Homosexual Joseph, it has been much too long. We look forward to seeing you on next Thursday's show, our big Christmas show, with the Christmas Misfits concert.
And I will try to keep in touch more often now.
All right. Please do, Joe. We miss
keep
you on the show.
Keep us advised as to the cuddling and kissing.
I sure will.
All right. Goodbye, Joseph.
Goodbye. See you later.
Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, that's the final word.
There he is. Hello, Joe. Hello, James, Don and Mike show. Hello, James.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Hey.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Did you guys, what do you think of this schmuck that brings, like, a 12-inch hunting knife and loaded weapons to the White House?
Well, he's insane.
Yeah. He's insane. He's an a-hole. How could...
Well, he's probably...
Don, baby, how's it going?
He's probably not right, like most of us.
He's sick in the head.
He's not well. Had you thought about that angle on it, sir?
The guy's nuts.
Okay, all right, let's go to...
thanks for calling, Nick.
David. Hey, David. Doc Mike
doing?
Show. Hi.
First time calling?
Yeah, hi.
New York City?
Hi, David.
How you doing? I just wanted to say that I caught a best of... A couple of weeks ago when Mike was doing Morgan Freeman to the describing everybody.
Yeah.
I thought that was pure genius.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say that. I appreciate that.
Please come up with something like that again.
No.
Okay.
Really? Thank you, though.
That was it.
I'm good for those once every, like, 8 years.
Okay. Let's go to Nick. Hello.
Nick.
Hello, Nick.
Hi. Could I read you a letter I got from Roger Ailes in response to a complaint that I sent to Fox News Matt Ronaldo? It's very quick.
Sure. I mean, if this is on the level, sure.
Yeah, I just sent in a comment saying that I think Geraldo is a clown and ridiculous. Anyway, this is, I'm sure, a form letter. It says, "Dear viewer, thank you for your email. Geraldo," this is really funny, "Geraldo Rivera has had a long and controversial career, and I disagree with many of the things he has said in his life. However, I don't hire any people who agree with me. Geraldo is being hired as a war correspondent. He has been in action in Bosnia and covered the drug wars, blah, blah, blah. He is fearless and has a record of doing exemplary work on issues such as mental health, drugs, and war, just to name a few. Geraldo, by his own admission, has made mistakes in his career, but at his core, he is a solid journalist. Frankly, he could have made millions of dollars more by staying in his safe NBC contract, but he elected to go in harm's way to cover the biggest story of our time.
He's so brave.
I encourage you to read his commentary as to why he chose to leave NBC at this time, and there's a link. He, like many of us, has been changed by the events of September 11th. That doesn't mean we will agree on every issue, but it does mean that Fox News Channel is truly committed to fair and balanced...
I wish I had.
Wow.
Why didn't you say it, Mike?
Well, this guy's working real hard.
I'm just a little disturbing.
Yeah, And he had a different phone. That's the thing. He used a different phone.
All right, didn't you get us? What do you got up on the screen there, Buzz?
I'm just trying to play Geraldo's report from Fox News. People can get pictures of him being shot at.
You think they have it logged there in their video?
They say they do, so we're just waiting for him to appear.
Well, if you can pull it up, let us know. Hello there. James, down at Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, James.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Yesterday, you guys acted like you beat up on that lawyer. That guy kicked your butt. Made you look like a bunch of not only DAs, but DHs.
I agree.
Oh, you're playing I agree?
No, we agree. Oh, yeah, yeah, we got beaten into the ground by that lawyer.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He tried to act like he had no point. He called with a simple statement.
I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
You tried to talk about his morality.
All right, you were down. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, normally I'd argue, but I have to agree with you.
You're right. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
You guys.
What?
Come on, now.
No, listen.
Do better than that.
No, you're right.
No, you're right. When you're right, you're right.
No.
Thank you for the call, though.
Bye, Nick.
You've got mail.
It's James. Get my name right.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
That Pat Semler thing's already over.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Well, keep listening, though. I mean, for a show that obviously you don't find very tasteful and you don't like it. Keep listening, though.
Thank you very much.
I didn't like it. There's
and you know what?
Words in my mouth.
That's great.
You're right.
You're right about that.
You're right. The summer all bet is already tired.
Thanks for calling.
It's already tired.
It's already tired.
We appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas if we don't talk to you before that.
No, I'm not having a Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right, then. Have a bad one.
Take care.
You guys are DHs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thanks for pointing that out.
No, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Bye, Nick.
Bye.
Happy holidays.
It's James.
Yeah.
How do you do it? After 16 years, never a dissatisfied customer.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
We unfortunately weren't going to give him exactly what he wanted.
No, listen,
that is so funny when a guy calls me that he's like, Come on, fight with me.
It's the copycat thing one day late.
Right.
Fight with me, please. Oh, did you pull up the Geraldo thing yet? I saw Geraldo a moment ago on your computer.
Yeah, this is apparently the world's longest report, and there's no way I can fast forward it, so we're just waiting for it.
Hello there, Kathy.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're doing good. Let me just ask the Pat Summerall label. Was that guy calling just to try to fight with us because we've had a couple of fights on the air in previous days?
I bet you get an answer now.
Pat?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, God, you feed.
Pat Summerall, 8-Ball. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, happy holidays. Hey, sexy buzz.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm surprised, Donna Mike, that you haven't mentioned this commercial on the air yet.
What's that?
Where these little girls are all sitting on Santa's knee, and they're looking at Santa with these great smiles going, I want a pink, pussy princess. Have you not seen this commercial?
No. No, do they run this like during kids' shows?
Yeah, it's for a computer. And it's incredible. I was like, I can't believe nobody's pulled that off the air yet.
Pink Puzzy.
Pink Puzzy Princess.
Mm. Hey, Buzz, why don't you do a search and see if you can find something real fast on Pink Puzzy
Princess?
Princess.
Yes.
Jesus.
And it's... Huh. Can I say, it's for a computer. It's for a popular computer, too.
There might be a couple websites marked in this Air Studio computer that'll show you pink.
Well, also, Buzz puts that into a search engine. He's probably not. He'll get further away from a kid's toy than any human being.
Type in pink, puzzy.
Actually, if you type in Dell Computers, you'll find it, I'm sure.
Okay.
So it goes with Dell Computers?
Yeah.
So how does the commercial go? Santa's sitting there and he's...
Sitting there and then they've
got... Larry Flint.
How old are the girls who sit on his lap?
Like 3-4-year-old little girls, 4-5-year-olds.
Oh, God damn. So it really is a child's toy.
These huge smiles and they're looking up at Santa. I want a pink pudgy princess. And then the next one gets up and this kid from Dell is like, oh, yeah, tell him about the computer, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, I had to see the commercial 15 times to figure out what they were selling.
Man, I haven't seen it.
There's the pink puzzy.
Santa, I want the pink puzzy princess.
My God, what's the world coming to?
All right, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's something else we need to get a copy of.
You know, that reminds me of the time my aunt actually was honestly looking for the viewpoints of a candidate named Richard Black. And did a search on Dick Black. You'd be surprised what comes up.
I would say so.
Lisa, come here. Lisa's got information. It's not Pink Puzzy Princess.
Oh.
Apparently it's Pink Posy Princess.
Oh.
Which still, though, sounds, I bet, in the commercial.
Yeah, it sounds like that, but it's not.
You know, now we were thinking P-U-Z-Z-Y.
Well, what is it, Lisa?
Pink Posy Princess.
Well, Pink Posy is like the flower. Pink Posy.
Right. Sure. Yes. It does sound like Posy, but it is Pink Posy.
The lady was very excited, Lisa.
And she was, and I'm sorry to, you know, to take that away from her, but she's wrong.
No, it's Pink Posy. Okay, not Pink Posy.
And because it's not a real product, it's not listed anywhere, including the Dell computer site.
Well, all right, I got you. Well, no, I don't doubt it. At least it's a real product, right?
Yeah.
Pink Posy? No, not Pink Posy.
Well, I thought that was just what the little girl was asking for in the commercial.
But, the lady on the phone box, she was asking for Pink Posy.
Now, the reason why should not put children in commercials.
That's right.
Pink Posy. Pink Posy Princess.
Posy.
Hey, Santa.
Hi, Posy.
Can I have the Pink Posy, please? All right, let's clear them out now at 877-365-3636. That's your national number, D.C. 202-432-1067. New York, 877-692-1027. Call 100 now. Oh, I want to tell you today that at some point during the show, we have front row seats for WWF SmackDown.
Excellent.
We have a drum set to give away.
Really?
And we have a Mercedes-Benz key to give away.
We are like Santa Claus today.
The Mercedes-Benz key show is 1 week from today.
Fantastic.
And when we take the call 100 at random, and it might be this call here right now for the Mercedes-Benz key.
Right.
No matter where you're calling from, you'll get a trip to D.C. If you're from out of town, this would be the one time. If you're calling from Vegas, you're calling from Seattle, you're calling from Portland.
Any of our affiliates, we'll get you to town for the key party.
That's right, but you got to be call 100. Who knows where the call will come from.
Very good.
But the 100th caller, one of these times, is going to get some of this stuff. So call now for some of this stuff, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, the computer just froze up. You remember how to do that thing I just showed you?
Nah, you don't remember. I know you don't remember.
Call 100 right now. I tell you, we're not going to give away the Benz key this time. Not this time. Next time. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. What's happening here? Mike, I got to wait to get the goddamn... Could you click on that thing, please?
You see, they have your screensaver in front of me now, and I'm looking at a picture of Harvey Fisher.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
There we go. I got an
actor. Hello, 100.
Yeah, what's your name, my friend?
It's Greg.
Hey, Greg, where are you from?
From Nashville.
You got the Corona Beer Prize Pack, Ice Cold Corona Extra.
We're getting a key.
No, I just said not this time.
Oh, no.
Sometimes today, though.
Sometimes.
But listen, Corona Beer, the official beer of Lisa Herndon. Ice Cold Corona Extra, Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona, or do like Lisa did at bowling the other night. Enjoy 15 or 20.
Yay!
But wait, you've also won WWF Vengeance. Courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, WWF Vengeance at your home Sunday night, 8 p.m. Call Comcast or Cox Cable to order the WWF Vengeance on pay-per-view. Enjoy it, my friend.
All right.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second. Let me simply type in do 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 do. There you go. And the girl from, hold on a second, please.
All right.
The girl from, the girl.
Girl.
The WWF-er.
With kaleidoscope on.
She's going to be on WWF Vengeance on Saturday night, or Sunday night, I'm sorry, what is it? It's Sunday night. She's coming on the show now. She's not here because
that's no fun.
She was coming here, and then she had a problem with the plane, and then today she had to be somewhere else.
You know, I don't mind those big wrestler guys if they're on the phone, because then we can be more, you know, difficult with our interviewing.
Yeah, but get out the sex quiz, because we've seen pictures of her, and she is...
She's easy on the eye.
She's a million times hotter than Stacy Keebler Cookie, the last female wrestler we had on.
She's hotter than China.
Oh, I still got this thing saying, can't be reached on my screen, Lisa.
Mm.
I've still got this thing. I don't know. I know it's tired already, but I got to go to the eight ball.
Yeah. Okay, what's Pat Summerall say about this?
Pat, is our internet connection ever going to be fixed? Let me ask Pat Summerall. Pat, what do you think? Is it going to get fixed today?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Damn it!
Yeah.
What's wrong with that thing? Bang it on the desk again.
Bang the hell out of it.
What's wrong, Pat?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I'd like to get like a yes or no. Seems likely. That would even be something that we'd like.
give us a chance.
But if Pat Summerall that will tell me, seems likely.
Give us a chance. There might
beg your
be,
pardon.
There might be another answer on the horizon once we burn this one into the ground.
Hey, fantastic.
Just when you think that we've run it all the way into the ground, there might be the second answer coming.
You guys are like the Keebler elves.
Yes, we are. We try. God damn it, we try. Okay, I'm on time. I'm ready for the wrestler. Here we go. We broke early and everything to get the wrestler on.
Not like we don't have anything to do today.
No, we're jam-packed today, for God's sake.
I'm looking at her. She's pretty.
She got nice cans.
And she can throw people down on the ground and stomp on them.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
During the break, you guys ran a promo for the day Reagan was shot.
Yes.
It sounded like they said the day Lincoln was shot.
Who knows? Was that some commercial we played?
Yeah, it was for Showtime.
Showtime.
Well, I mean, they're basically the same age.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. As we start our 17th year of radio service.
Hi.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was calling you about the same thing about the show. Time commercial saying it says day Lincoln was shot instead of the day Reagan was shot.
All right, pull it out.
Now that's a network ad, is it not?
Yes, it is. All right, hold on. Here it is.
In Showtime Digital Pictures.
An unidentified would-be assassin has taken shots at President Reagan.
It happened right before our eyes.
The president's condition is critical.
But we didn't see everything.
We're not getting any close.
Until now.
They ask you who's running.
Still don't hear it.
It's a time of national crisis, and you say, I don't know.
General, we got a red alert in NORAD.
We're witnessing a coup, gentlemen.
Richard Dreyfuss. The day Lincoln was shot.
It does sound like the day Lincoln was shot.
It is so overcompressed. You know what this announcer sounds like? This announcer in real life sounds like,
hi, how are you?
You know what? You guys are right.
You
couldn't tell it's Reagan.
It the day Lincoln was shot.
The day Lincoln was shot.
It really does.
My God. What a faux pas.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. I'm going to let it roll again. But I don't want to play the whole commercial again. I'll just let it cycle through to the very end.
That's amazing.
All right.
The day Lincoln was shot.
What did he say?
He said the S word, Don.
Did you just drop the S bomb?
Gone.
He's gone.
What's wrong with people?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Out of delay.
Oh, now we're out of delay. Oh,
okay.
Well,
why are we out of delay?
Because I hit the button and Miss Trigger Happy upstairs hit the button. You know, come on, Pixie. I can hit the button myself.
I don't know.
General, we got a red alert in NORAD.
We're witnessing a coup, gentlemen.
Richard Dreyfuss. The day Lincoln was shot. Coming somebody at 9.
It sounds like these guys are right. It sounds like the day Lincoln was shot.
I don't got the guy saying Reagan. It's just so overcompressed. It's ridiculous. The processing is, you know, it's like...
Hey, Rob, go to the air shack.
Right.
And let's roll it back and slow it down and hear what the guy...
Yeah, see, goes, ring.
Yes, see, that's exactly what the guy is saying. All right,
the phones are back operational now.
There you go. Hold on. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air with us, Nick. Hi.
Nick.
Oh, okay, move it out of here. All right, you got it. It's real two? Real number two.
Red alert in NORAD. We're witnessing a coup, gentlemen.
Richard Dreyfuss. The day Lincoln was shot.
All right, slow it down even
more like Lincoln that way.
Slow it down even more. Let's hear it again. Okay.
The coup, gentlemen. Richard Dreyfuss. The day Lincoln was shot.
Yeah, he says Lincoln.
He's saying Lincoln.
I think so. Rewind. That's not confession, Mike.
The day Lincoln was shot.
The guy says Lincoln.
There's a Lincoln.
Reagan. That's the problem, I think, is that he says Reagan wrong.
Reagan was shot.
Reagan.
Yeah. But why does it sound like Lincoln, though? Replay it again, a little faster this time.
Why don't you do it like super fast, and we'll see if it changes it.
Okay. Right? Yeah,
you know, I hear it, the more it sounds like Lincoln.
Do it at Alvin and Chipmunk speed. Well, that sounded like Lincoln.
Yeah.
All right, back it up. And now just go slower and slower as we go.
Okay. Okay,
hold on. Okay. Go ahead. Right, slow down.
Take a shot. Come on, Sunday.
Sounds like Lincoln.
Back it up.
Sounds like these guys are right. It sounds like the day Lincoln was.
Hey, I like Gus like that.
I don't know.
You know, it definitely starts with Lincoln.
And you hear the...
I hear the L, too.
Yeah. And there's no... in Reagan.
But it's so overly processed that that's the only reason we're not having an easier time of it.
Well, maybe we should call Showtime.
Say you got a guy.
Say, we're red alert in NORAD.
We're witnessing a coup, gentlemen.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Now, does he say it in the spot? Is it said another time? It must be said another time in the spot.
Just at the top, he says Reagan very clearly, but at the end there... The
but I mean, I'm wondering, like, he that's in the middle.
Right, here's the beginning of the spot.
In Showtime original pictures.
An unidentified would-be assassin has taken shots at President Reagan.
Right before our eyes.
They never said the day Reagan was shot.
And Showtime, hire an announcer that doesn't need that kind of compression. God.
Richard Dreyfuss.
Okay. Let me see. What do I got to do to call Showtime?
Hit reel two.
Hit reel two? Okay, wait. You got another one? Okay.
I'm
Barry Paul.
I don't want to hear it backwards.
Okay, just
Nancy was the Walrus.
Dope. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, Donna Mike.
Where's the wrestler?
What's that? What is the deal? I mean, who is this person anyway? Sorry, I don't mean to be rude.
She's one of Vince McMahon's hottest POA wrestlers.
Okay.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? Hello? This is Harvey calling again.
Who?
Harvey. I called from Clinton, Maryland with a little bit of medicine for Buzz. I was seeing how he's doing with his flu.
I'm much better today, sir. Thank you.
Oh, is there anything I can enable you with? I have some fine Orange Crush cannabis.
Oh, is this the guy who got you some pot, Buzz?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, this is the guy.
Doing much better.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
My orange is high in vitamin C.
Hello.
I was calling about that spot with the commercial.
Yeah.
It definitely sounds like, I never even heard it before, so I'm not tainted. It sounds like Lincoln to me as soon as I heard it.
I think we're all in agreement. It's definitely Lincoln.
Yeah.
You know what? No. Get the number for Showtime.
Yeah.
I popped on the radio with my headphones on just as it was saying it, and I didn't even hear you discussing it. And it sounded like Lincoln. I was like, what the hell is that commercial? Lincoln shot?
Yeah, I mean, what's he doing? What's the guy doing? I mean, he's killing us here.
All right. Thank you.
Hold on. See you later, my friend. Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Well, I think all of you guys have been pulling a big fat tube with Buzz because it's definitely Reagan.
Ah, good. Okay, an opposing point of view. That's good.
First
it makes
time
this country
you guys
great.
Said it, I thought maybe it was, but then after you played it back the first couple of times, definitely Reagan.
All right.
You've got to be quiet when you play it.
Well, we've been quiet when we played it.
No, it's Reagan. 16 years has done your ears no good, Mr. Geronimo.
Oh, F you.
You be quiet while we play it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, Don?
Okay, doing great, thanks.
Listen, if it's about Lincoln being shot, why would they have a NORAD red alert?
Well, we know that. Okay. We just think there was a mistake.
The whole thing is Nick. God. Nick, we know that. Nick, we just think that they made a mistake at the end of the commercial. Instead of saying Reagan, they said Lincoln.
We think it's like a slip of the tongue.
We understand. Trust us, Nick. We understand that.
I understand it's a different movie.
Around the time of Abraham Lincoln, we didn't have such a thing as NORAD.
Well, how dumb do you think we are?
Abraham Lincoln was around before there was the horseless carriage.
Thanks, Nick.
How do we have
that? Now you're saying thanks, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
No, you have to atone for your sins.
No, you're Nick.
And now the laugh. There we go.
Okay, goodbye.
That's Nate. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
What?
Hello, Tom and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, that wrestler. Yeah, she's a hot DLA. I watch a lot of wrestling. She came in a few years ago, and she's pretty much in the trophy case. They throw in the script when they need somebody to be sleeping around or stuff like that. She allegedly did Vince McMahon cheated on his wife, and that's where they threw her in. She's hot.
Now, is that part of the script, or is that the real stuff that she screwed Vince McMahon?
Well, you never know with this chick, but apparently it is all in the script.
All right, and this is not the girl that Vince McMahon was yelling at to take off her clothes?
Oh, no, that's her. He's got a Kiss My Ass Club now going on with the WWF, and... you get all these perks if you kiss his ass literally on the show on WWF SmackDown or Raw.
You mean if you literally get on your knees and kiss his butt?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And she, last night, on one of the shows this week, she got on her knees and went to do it. The Rock came out and kicked Vince's ass.
Okay, all right. But this is not the girl that Vince McMahon told to take her clothes off, right?
I don't think so.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Good day, sir.
You know, this good day to you.
She looks like she's, like, into the weightlifting, too, right? I mean, she's
all the good
she's
stuff,
muscular.
All the good stuff is on Thursday night. You know, last night, my kid was watching SmackDown. My wife was watching Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sad to say, I'm still watching stupid Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
But all the good stuff's on at the same time. And yes, hi, Lisa.
Hi. She was the girl that Vince made take off her clothes. They had gotten into some quote unquote argument or whatever to make it up to him.
But that was a great. Now that's one of the WWF shows I saw where he's screaming at her. He makes her get on her knees,
right?
And he says, "Take off your blouse." So she takes off her blouse. And says, "Take off your pants." And takes off her pants.
All right.
And bark like a dog. Yeah. I think he made her bark like a dog.
No, that's
something like that.
What's her name again?
Trish Stratus. And he told her to take off her bra, and she went to do it, and then he stopped her.
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to broadcast.
So where's she at? This is the one we want to talk to.
Well, she's still somewhere between here and the West Coast, and she should be calling us down.
Narrows it down.
All right. Are you calling? Showtime?
This will surprise you, but I can't get a living person.
He's working on that lollipop pretty good today.
Sure. You like that? Is that flavor good?
Really good.
Uh-huh. That's Rob's ecstasy lollipop.
I gave it to him.
Rob's going to have one of those day-glow things around his neck pretty quick.
Right.
I think I'm going to pass out.
This whole show's turning into a giant rave party.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right.
Somebody call OJ.
Hello.
Hello?
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the Reagan-Lincoln there.
Yeah.
It's definitely Lincoln. I heard it several times the last few days, and every time I heard it, I was thinking the same thing. And then when you guys said it, it slowed down. It's definitely Lincoln.
All right. Thanks, my friend. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just got one question.
Yeah.
If Lincoln had access to NORAD, why didn't he end the Civil War sooner?
That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're right.
Welcome.
I ask that question every day. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Lincoln wouldn't have had to go to the goddamn theater. He could have rented a videotape to watch the stupid play.
DVD.
Right. The pay-per-view. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Did you get to watch wrestling last night?
No, I was just saying my son watched it in one room, and I was watching something in another room, and my wife was watching something in another room.
It was great. Vince McMahon had to kiss Rashiki's ass.
So Vince had to kiss a guy's ass.
That's right. He was supposed to kiss The Rock's ass, but Rock said no, he wasn't good enough for the people's ass. So they brought out J.R., what's his name, Ross.
Russ.
And then Russ, and then after that, they brought out Stacy Keibler. She pulled her pants down, but the camera was facing the front so he didn't see anything. And then they brought Ross, Cheeky came down, and The Rock pushed his ass right in the crack.
Okay.
Pretty good stuff.
Awesome. Hey, you guys are messing up on that Christmas party. You guys should be holding out for more.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
See you later.
All right. Enthusiastic and opinionated. Andre from the Showtime Television Network. I don't know his title. He's on the snow line.
Oh, here we go. Great. Hey, Andre.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you for coming on the air with us. Now, we're running a commercial here on our national show for the movie with Richard Dreyfuss about Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Listen, if you will, to the very end of the commercial. Has anybody brought to your attention the sound, the fact that it sounds like it's a commercial? The guy says, "The night Lincoln,
the day Lincoln
the
was day shot,
day Lincoln was shot,"
as opposed to Reagan.
It's the first time I'm hearing it.
Wow. Okay, a lot of listeners called, and then we started really analyzing it.
Okay, here it is.
See what you think.
Here it is. Is this at regular speed, Robbie? First at regular speed.
NORAD.
We're witnessing a cool gentleman,
Richard Dreyfuss, the day Lincoln was shot.
Doesn't that sound like Lincoln?
Doesn't that sound like Lincoln to me?
There you go.
We're enlightening you over at Showtime.
We're going to slow it down a little bit now so you can hear it again. This is your commercial for Showtime.
We're witnessing a cool gentleman, Richard Dreyfuss, the day Lincoln was shot.
It's a Lincoln.
And now, when you slowed it down there, I heard it sounded more like Reagan to me when you slowed it down.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right, well, then play it at regular speed.
Play it at regular speed.
All right, at regular speed, Robbie. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Richard Dreyfuss, the day Lincoln was shot.
Kind of sounds like Lincoln.
Yeah, that sounds like Lincoln there.
All right, so listen, Andre, what do you do there at Showtime?
I work for the library.
In the library?
Yeah.
The movie library?
Yes.
All right. Well, is it possible that you could go to Mr. Show or to Mr. Time and yeah. tell them that two very astute disc jockeys with very smart listeners, many of them named Nick, called us up to let us know that you guys, you better change that commercial ASAP. I mean, you better change that right away. Okay.
Yeah, and, I'm a foolish shadow.
And if you talk to him, I'll also mention we'd like to be cast as extras on Queer as Folk.
Queer as Folk.
And yeah. also, listen, as long as you're on the line, we'll just stop rerunning,
what is it? What?
The one with the dumb robot.
Short Circuit, Don.
Short Circuit.
Short Circuit. Not as bad as it used to be, but they still run it a lot.
Would you stop that?
Okay.
Okay, and also, I hate The Slugger's Wife. It's on all the time.
Oh, horrible movie.
And I'd like Gladiator more.
I think y'all talking about HBO.
No.
Well, aren't y'all under the same umbrella anyway?
No. HBO's with Cinemax.
Oh, that's right.
Showtime is with the movie channel.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, I got the channels memorized.
Yeah.
Can you offer any guidance for the Chris Isaac show?
Oh, yeah, cancel that.
Oh, I think that.
Hey, what's your biggest movie coming up in December?
December?
Yeah.
Thunder. That'd be Ruby's Bucket of Blood.
Ruby's Bucket of Blood.
I read about it.
And Autumn in New York is coming, too.
That movie sucks ass. Wow. Have you seen that one with Richard Drive? With Richard Gere?
Richard Gere and
Winona Ryder?
You'll save money on Tylenol PM if you watch that.
That movie sucks ass. What's on tonight on Showtime? Do you pick them or do you just work in the library?
I don't pick them.
All right, I'll tell you what's on tonight on Showtime. Let's see. Oh, you got a good one tonight. Mission Impossible 2. You guys should just run that movie every single night.
Single night, huh? Every hour on the hour?
That's good.
What's late night?
Late night.
Late night is softcore porn.
Yeah, late night is Lady Chatterley's love. You know, softcore porn.
Is that what it is, Lady Chatterley's lover, though?
Yeah.
I mean, they've run that 150 times. Get more new softcore porn.
That's
Start
okay.
making it yourself.
I call that blow time. You know, you say Skinamax?
Yeah.
That's blow time.
That's hand time.
Hand time.
Like Andre.
All right, Andre. Nice talking to you, my friend.
Good.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
And now that we've spent all of our time in the break, I think that the girl that Vince McMahon abuses is on the line.
Well, it's somebody different. Really happy for me. Trish couldn't make it. We have Lita on the line.
Well, why don't you go ahead and talk to her? Because you're the one. Is she the one every time we drive by the...
the big poster in New York, in Times Square.
We go past the WWF restaurant. Lisa, screams at this girl. I know that we've said that Lisa's got lesbian tendencies towards Drew Barrymore.
This is Lisa's favorite person in wrestling. Right.
Lisa, why don't you just tell her that Don and Mike aren't here and you're doing the show.
Go ahead.
Just be as lesbian as you like.
Very good.
Right now?
Yeah, go ahead. Right now.
Well, I can't do that.
Why not?
There she is.
It's your hero. Go ahead, say hi to her.
It's Lita.
Hi, Lita.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, thank you.
Very good.
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen. No. Because this woman is your hero.
You do the interview.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa.
My heart's racing right now. I can't do an interview right now.
We can't go by Lita's oversized, gigantic poster in Times Square, her billboard in Times Square, without Lisa practically jumping out of the car.
Every time we do. Now, Lisa, go ahead. Here she is. It's your chance to interview your hero.
You know, frankly, we're trading up, aren't we? I mean, we are. We got Trish Stratus who couldn't make it. Lita's here, and she's a bigger star. Is she not, Lisa?
Yes, she is.
This is the biggest female star in wrestling right
now. In my opinion, yes.
All right, now, go ahead. Do the interview.
Go ahead. Ask her some stuff.
What would you like? Isn't there something you've always wanted to ask her?
Sure.
No, I just like to watch her wrestle. She's great.
Why don't you ask her the question you really want to ask, which is how do I get involved with WWE?
How do I get involved with her?
How do you get involved with her?
I don't do that.
How you doing, Lita?
I'm good. I'm having fun listening to you guys.
Lita, I want to tell you something that we're pretty sure that our producer is straight, that she likes
I'm
men.
I'm very, very straight.
But she has admitted that... that she has a thing for Drew Barrymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been handed a note, Lisa, by one of your coworkers who says that you have said, this is a quote, you would do her. Have you ever said that you would do her?
Maybe in passing, you know.
Okay.
Maybe it's been said.
Well, Lita, if you don't mind, we're going to find out what Lisa likes about you so much. What is it about Lita that makes her so special?
She's just great. She's a great athlete, great entertainer. She's pretty. She's got a nice body. She's Lita.
Would you like to ask her a question?
No, I can't do that.
You Why? Can't ask her one question.
Because I'm
you
ask really people, nervous.
You ask people questions all the time. This is like, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say we drive past the WWF restaurant, whatever that thing is, mm-hmm. and I got this giant picture. And you know how dogs love sticking their heads out the windows of cars?
Right.
Lisa, like, climbs over us in the car.
How you doing, Lita?
And she screams, Lita, 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 there she is. That's my favorite. Lita, Lita.
We've got Lita, and the poor woman is on the phone with us right now and hasn't had an opportunity to answer one. You have to ask.
Okay, I have one question, Lita.
Okay.
Down there, are you shaved?
That's an excellent question.
Very good question.
That's a good question for, I've never been asked by a straight woman before, but, I mean, if you say that, you'll answer. Yeah. Not all the way.
You have a little landing strip?
Yeah.
Good. So you don't have
not all the way. It looks like a little pre-pubic.
You call the all the way look the Jean Benet look.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for that myself.
All right, can I ask Lita a question?
Sure. Okay.
How much can you bench?
I don't do bench and I don't separate.
How much can you curl?
I want to impress you with these answers, but I actually just use really high repetition weight,
Man.
So that I would only use maybe like a 20-pound.
If that is not like an ad for doing frequent repetitions
yeah.
in the gym,
what's the meanest thing Vince has ever done to you?
Ever done to me?
Yeah. I mean, has he ever spanked you or made you
I
kiss his ass?
With the XFL, I think it's probably the meanest thing ever.
He did what with the XFL?
Started.
Oh yeah. Well, he got punished for that, Lita.
But I mean, like personally, like we know that Trish, you know, he made her get on her knees and take her clothes off, and
yeah.
we heard that last night Vince had to kiss The Rock's ass.
No, Rikishi's ass.
Rikishi's ass.
Rikishi's ass.
Came back especially for it. Yeah.
Are you currently involved romantically with any wrestlers?
I'm actually in the middle of a big messy brother story. Involved with one Hardy brother, and then the other Hardy brother, they're fighting, and I'm the referee for the pay-per-view.
Oh, the Hardys.
The Hardys.
So you're not going to let us know which Hardy brother you like the most?
Well, Matt is my boyfriend, but recently he's been kind of acting like a jerk.
Uh-huh.
So, and I don't think, you know, I'm the type of person that would go after somebody's brother, but he's actually been acting a lot nicer.
Oh, all right, and Vince has never made you kiss his ass?
I've never had to kiss his ass, so.
Okay, but I mean that...
I need to kiss mine though, the way he's been acting me.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And if Lisa wanted to, what would you recommend Lisa do, our own Lisa, if she wanted to become you, Lita? How do you start? Become a wrestler. Become
like
someone
you.
Like you. You know,
she doesn't want to be a wrestler. She wants to be a lover.
She wants to be Lita's lover.
She wants to be Lita's lover.
I don't want to be Lita's lover.
Yes, you do.
You would love to be a woman of wrestling.
You've said you'd do her.
I said once that I would do her.
You said to me that you'd like to be a wrestler.
Yeah, man, I'm an entertainer.
Time for the fun of it, not to be like a relationship. I mean, there's a big difference.
Lita,
sorry, what?
Lita, do you occasionally enjoy the company of women?
I'm straight as well, but I think I'm on the same page with Lisa as far as, you know, occasionally there comes a woman here and there that you just say, hey, man, she's pretty hot.
Hey.
So you're telling her there's a chance.
Fantastic. That's a great answer.
Are you going to be on the Vengeance on Sunday night?
Absolutely. Special guest referee between the brothers there.
The Hardy Brothers.
Situation.
All right. Well, listen, here's what we want to do. We want to give you our sex quiz.
Okay.
Everybody's
taking a couple this morning, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well,
that's fun.
It's a simple one. It's 13 questions.
Okay.
We've taken it. Everybody who's anybody on the show takes it. So
last individual to take it was, I think, the Penthouse Pep of the Year 2002.
Yes. Oh. So you're in good company.
Matt Damon's taking it. Movie stars are taking it.
Yeah. Here we go.
I don't think
we have to sell it.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Lisa, I know you'll be listening with great interest for these answers.
Yes, I will.
Have you ever been in a three-way or had group sex?
No.
No. Have you ever had sex while you're menstruating?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a lesbian experience?
No.
Wouldn't you count today on the show being one?
I mean, I guess if I count that, I've had several, but, you know, that's just kind of more of a flirtation type, you know.
But never, never real contact.
Okay. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
Have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my girl.
Very good.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
Yeah.
Have you ever filmed or been filmed or photographed while having sex?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Do you ever have sex in the no-no?
Yes.
Wow. Do you swallow?
Yes.
Wow, these are great answers.
Have you J-O'd yet today?
No.
No. Have you ever three more questions. Have you ever had sex in a car?
Yes.
Have you ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
No.
Nope. And to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate to be your total number of sexual partners?
10.
10?
Wow.
10.
A Girl Scout in that department.
So, Buzz, how did Lita... How did Lita from the WWF stack up, Buzz?
Well, I think we all agree she scored very well, and although she only had 8 answers, I'm going to give her credit for 10 because of the question she answered with yes, and 10 partners. So, congratulations.
Way to go, Lita!
Yay, thank you.
That's a very nice score. Everybody watch Lita. She's going to be refereeing with the Hardy Boys. WWF Vengeance, the pay-per-view Sunday night.
Yeah, and I, you know, when you're in town, come by and see us sometime.
Well, I think I sent you guys a magazine from last year with my that I was on the cover of, but I think I need to send Lisa one this year.
Yeah, I'm sure if you sent us one, we never got it.
Yeah, it probably got intercepted, huh?
And Lisa, our producer, is seriously in awe of you.
Your biggest fan.
She's shaking.
She wants to talk to you. Hold on. Off the air. Hold on just a second. Nice talking to you. You're great. Thank you, Lita.
Thanks, guys.
Lita, hold on, please.
Well, she can't hear. Could you hear 444?
No.
Do you think you could do Lisa's voice? Oh, she's gone?
Do they have a number to call her back on?
Did someone hang up? I told her to hang on. I wanted to get on and go, hi, this is Lisa.
I really want to do you.
I'd like to
look every nook and cranny. I'd like to feast on the yeast.
Okay, just because I really admire her does not necessarily mean that I want to do her.
Okay, but well, no, you've said, though.
You can eat crackers in my bed anytime.
You've said that.
If I would.
I'm an admirer of George Clooney. I don't want to eat the guy. What, Joe?
Richard, the limo driver, just called, and he said that if Lisa and Lita wanted to ride around New York, it's comped.
Big surprise.
All right, thank you. All right, well, Lisa, there you go. And let me just say, you choked. She's like, look at you now. You're dancing, you're happy.
Yes.
She was that nervous.
She was trembling.
You had her on the phone.
It's like talking to one of your idols. I can't take the pressure.
Mm. Well, then perhaps you can understand my disappointment when Charles Nelson Reilly canceled last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
I was the same way when I met Jerry Lewis, and ironically, I couldn't perform for him that night either. Mm-hmm. So it's probably best that way.
All I know is that on Monday, I want to smell your fingers.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh! All right.
Okay. My
report.
My report!
Hey! Okay,
thank you, Lisa. Because I know that Sunday night she's going to be watching that show.
Spy report.
Naked.
Oh, Lita.
Mm-hmm. Lovely Lita.
Lita.
Oh, Lita.
Man, oh, man.
Okay, there you go. That's Lita from the WWF.
Lisa will pin herself to the mat.
We will be back. Oh, a Friday favorite coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The official Don and Mike Christmas show. On Monday, we're having our Chanukah show.
Yeah.
We're
good.
Yeah. Because we're not like Wash FM.
No.
You know, we don't hate Jews.
No.
I'm going to say that again. That's the way I see it. Wash FM.
I haven't heard the dreidel song. I've been listening.
No. Mm-hmm. They run for the last, since Thanksgiving, they've been doing the Christmas music every day. And what they're saying is, Wash FM, what they're saying is, F you, Jews. You know, if you celebrate Hanukkah,
right.
F you.
If you want to prove that's different, throw that dreidel song in there a little bit.
Right. We love
dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
When you're dry and ready.
with the exception of...
Hey.
Hold on. With the exception of Rob, we all love Jews on this show.
Hey, watch it.
And Monday we're having our Hanukkah show.
Yes.
Thursday it's our Christmas show, including the annual event everybody loves, Out on the Grassy Knoll, the Misfit Christmas concert with Tom Gavin, Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, Mr. 40, and Cheryl the Big Dyke.
And you might get somebody a surprise from Santa.
All right, Tom.
Okay, Tom.
I'll be Santa this year. And let Dennis be Baby Jesus.
Baby Jesus, right.
Absolutely.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
Where is Charlie?
He's right here.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Charlie!
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
All right, Tom, we got to go.
And this coming Saturday, Mike's band will be playing at Main Street. Crap.
That's right.
Yeah, are you gonna be there?
Yep, taking pictures.
All right, you can't sit on the dance floor this time.
You brought this on yourself.
Do you understand me?
Yes.
I mean that. You can't sit on the dance floor this time.
This is like the stray dog that you found on the side of the road.
Sit over by the bar, okay?
How am I going to be taking pictures for the website?
Please? No, you're not going to take pictures from the website, Tom.
What?
Sit by the bar, please, God.
Please, call Mike and Homer about this, Tom. We got to go.
Oh, yes,
wow. Good day to you, sir.
He mentioned Dennis Murphy. Any word from Dennis about our Christmas gifts this year?
Oh, come on. Don't even start that now. Remember last year we got our Christmas gifts from Dennis.
March.
It was March we got them.
Cash for you and me.
Jeopardy. And listen, there's been tension already on the show. There's going to be more tension now. Whenever we have, you know, Raymond.
Hey, how are you?
Oh,
Raymond. How are you? Hi, how you doing?
It's, of course,
who was that? Who was that on your phone? That
was, Tom Gavin.
What was the deal with that guy, huh?
Well, he's,
Man.
A little tired.
A little touched?
Well, he's
a little problematic?
A little dumpish.
Oh, I understand. How you doing? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. How are you?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Everybody loves Raymond right here. Real excited about it. Yes, sirree. Came in here to town. Was going to come alone, but I brought somebody.
Now, how come you didn't bring him in with you?
We're fighting.
Oh, now, I hate it when you
get it's just the...
not fair that you leave him outside.
Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
I'm going to play the music for him, too.
Oh, you're going to bring him in? All right, here he comes.
Listen, frankly, I know everybody loves Raymond, but I like Raymond's brother.
Robert. Hello, boys.
Hi, Robert.
Hey, Robert. How are you, brother?
Glad that you joined us today.
I understand, my brother. My brother Raymond has chosen to disrespect me again on your show. We're having a bit of a disagreement about the holidays and about the show, and I will choose to take the high ground and ignore my brother Raymond.
Oh, yeah, you take the high ground because you're just a big a-hole.
No, you are an a-hole, Raymond.
Listen, guys, both of you. Have a seat.
You're an a-hole, Robert.
Listen,
you're the a-hole, Raymond.
Listen, Raymond, guys. Robert, both of you guys.
I don't want to talk.
Have a seat.
I want to be on the show.
No. I
don't want to do the show if he's going to be here.
Come on.
You are such an unbelievable pussy.
I think we have a topic.
You're a shaved pussy, Raymond.
I think we have a topic.
Raymond is a shaved pussy.
A topic we can all agree on. Robert, if you would sit down.
All right, I'd be glad to.
And Raymond, if you would sit down.
All right, I'll sit down right now.
Listen, the topic that I'd like to discuss.
Hey, we get our own microphones. That's exciting.
Oh, is it? Is it shaved pussy?
I'd like to discuss.
Is he going to talk? This is like porno talk. I don't have to listen to porno talk, Robert.
You have to listen to anything I say, Raymond, because you're not controlling the conversation right now. I believe we are both here.
Yeah, we're both here, but there's no reason you...
I don't give a damn.
You can't listen, guys.
Shaved pussy.
Now, Robert, you stop that.
I'm sorry.
Stop that.
I'm sorry. I'll try to get my act together.
I'd like to talk to...
Hello,
Raymond.
Donald.
I'd like to talk to
Hello,
Raymond.
Hello, Buzzle.
Hello, Robert.
Raymond,
hello.
Raymond for a second.
Ronald.
Hi.
Raymond?
You're all looking well.
Hey, Ray.
You want to talk to Raymond?
Yeah, just for a second.
Why did they turn off this other microphone? Does that mean we have to share again?
Yeah, you guys got to share.
All right, here you go, Raymond.
Raymond?
Shave fuck.
Hey, Matt, come on. Are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Now, Robert,
that's way out of line.
You keep saying that to your brother, you're not going to be allowed
way,
on the show.
Way, way, way out of line. I don't like you.
Let's talk.
I don't like you.
Let's talk. Talk about somebody who I believe we all don't like.
All right.
Let's talk about that bitch, Patricia Heaton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard you had a problem. She called Les Moonves, huh?
Yeah, now here's the deal. This is not a joke, everybody. It's not part of this business.
True.
We have the real Patricia Heaton.
on the show to promote Everybody Loves Raymond.
I know. I heard the whole story that she came on and you asked her the sex quiz and she didn't want to take it. That she said the S word and she called Les Moonves. She was having, you know, that time.
She's having her period.
Yeah,
she was
having her time.
She calls.
You're a liar, Raymond.
She calls.
You're a liar. You're not telling them the whole story.
She calls the president of CBS.
Hey, Robert,
swear to God to get us fired.
Excuse me a second, now, Robert, just shut the hell up, all right?
Well, now, Robert, hold on.
Break, yeah.
Robert is...
I would tell you the story, but unfortunately, Raymond has the microphone.
All right, well then...
I do have the microphone. I intend on keeping the microphone.
No, no, no. If
you're not going to keep...
Raymond...
I'm bigger than you are.
Raymond, tell us...
all right.
If Raymond, sit down. Robert, you tell us the story if Raymond's lying.
It's what you're asking. You want me to give the microphone to Robert?
Well, he says you're lying about Patricia Heaton.
I'm not lying. I'm telling you she was menstruating.
Okay, Robert, is that true?
Thank you, Raymond. You can sit down. The real reason is she hates Raymond, like we all do on the cast. Everyone hates Ray Romano. That's the fact. Myself, Brad Griffith, and all the cast members, Peter Boyle, Doris Roberts, they hate Mr. Romano, and she just did not like promoting the show because she doesn't like Raymond. Thank you.
Okay, now, Raymond.
Oh, man.
Now, Ray.
Oh, man, you are really out of line. You are really so out of line. That is so untrue. We get along beautifully. She plays my wife.
Yeah, that's right.
On TV, we get along well.
Your name on the show is like
Ray. I don't cartwheels. You know, I'm not shaking hands. I eat a lot of bagels, and I'm having a good time, you know? I mean, she's just, don't listen to him, please. Don't understand that everything is working on Raymond. The show is, you know, going into another season. We, you know, we're already reached our magic number. We're making money. Everybody's happy, okay?
Okay, but listen, he brings up a good point.
I do bring up
the character you play.
I thought I get the microphone or he gets the microphone.
No, listen. Yeah. The character you play. Ray
Robert.
Ray Baloney, whatever your name is on the show.
Barone.
But the real guy.
I'm Ray Barone. I'm a sports writer.
The real guy, Ray Romano.
Yeah.
According to.
Now it's getting confusing. He always does this every time we're here.
No, no, no.
It's his fault.
It's not
my fault.
I'm separating.
Pussy boy.
I'm separating the actors from their roles.
I understand. We're having a free-for-all, which is what happens every time I come into the studio.
Now,
it's his fault.
Raymond.
A-hole.
Now listen.
A-hole boy.
I want to talk to Ray Romano.
And I
want to talk to Brad. I don't want to talk to Robert.
All right. You want to talk to Ray Romano? I'm here.
Okay.
What would you like to ask?
So now,
I don't have the thick New York accent.
Now, don't...
I don't.
It's like Gandolfini.
Well, there's similarities there. Yeah, go ahead. What would you like to ask me?
Do you think everybody on the show hates you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's my name. I get the creative credit. And, I guess it's, you know, I work as hard as anybody can work on a series, and there's jealousy.
And what about Patricia Heaton, really?
She comes and she goes. I have nothing to do with her. I don't care for her as a human being, but we act together, and we do as well as we can, and, she comes in, delivers her lines, and goes home, and, that's it.
Okay, Brad, Brad, come here now. Let's talk to the real Brad.
Hi.
Now, it's nice to talk to you as your real person, Brad, not the role you play.
Thanks so much.
Oh, no.
How are you?
Now,
so nice to see you.
Ask you. We've heard...
See all of you.
We've heard rumors.
I heard Homo Joe on the show. I love him.
We've heard rumors about your... How do I put this? Your preference.
That's good. My preferences?
Yes.
Get as far as what? Sexually?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
I have preferences. I'm a human being. We all have preferences. Don't you agree, Buzz? We do. Do you enjoy the program?
Why are you stroking your breast?
I'm not. I'm just sitting. It's a nervous habit that I do. When I'm talking, I do this. Do you enjoy the show? Do you enjoy my performance from the show?
You know, I love Everybody Loves Raymond.
He doesn't. I love Doris Roberts. She's a dear heart. She really is a dear heart.
Hey, Ray, why don't you step back up for a second? Ray Romano.
Hey, Rob. My name's Rob on the show. It's Heidi.
Ray Romano.
I'm over here now.
Ray Romano. Come here for a second. Ray Romano.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
So what, he's a fag?
Listen. Oh, come on. Wait, what? I'm going to beat him over the head with it or what? Of course he's a fag. Look at him. See that? He's practically feeling himself up. Just talking to you. It's disturbing. That's why I come and I do the show. We rehearse. We go through the read-through.
Oh, you got,
we do the show and all that. Okay? So, you want to talk to Raymond?
Yeah, you know, yeah. Why don't you guys get back to being the...
Ray Barone?
Raymond and Robert, yeah.
All right. I'm whining now. Come on. How are you? Good to see you. Hello, Raymond. Hello, Don. Hello, Buzz. Everybody's here. We're having a fantastic gay old time. Yes, we are. I'm a New York City police officer. I walk a beat. I hang out with women. I'm very sexually active, and my feet smell. Thank you very much. Isn't that right, Raymond?
That's right, Robert. Don't take your shoes off.
Oh, it's just nonstop fun on the Everybody Loves Raymond set. Yes, sir.
You know,
let's talk to the real Brad Griffin again.
I don't know if we're ready.
Brad? Hey, Raymond, they want to talk to Brad Griffin again.
No, we don't.
Brad? No. Come on, baby. Here we go.
Oh. What's happening?
Hello, Brad.
How are you? Oh, it's so hot in this studio. Can you turn the temperature down?
It's very cold in here.
Well, it's 100 degrees Fahrenheit in my shorts.
Let me get a reaction, Brad.
No.
Let me get a reaction. A big movie opening.
Good to be here. Hello there, big boy.
Good.
That's Rob.
I know you're distracted, but I just want to remind you that your name is Brad Garrick. Brad Griffin.
Brad Griffin, yes.
He used to work here.
Brad Griffin used to work here.
I'm sorry, it's Brad Garrick.
Let me ask you.
Thank you for enlightening me.
This is a question.
Thank you.
I would like to ask both Brad Garrick and Ray Romano. I'd like to start with Ray Romano.
Okay.
Ray Romano, please.
Mr. Romano.
Ray, the real Ray Romano.
The microphone, see you play. Thank you, Bradley.
Ray, let me ask you a question now.
Yeah, go ahead.
Big movie this weekend, Ocean's 11. Let me ask.
Oh, is that going to be a hit?
Let me ask.
Yeah, that's going to be a
hit. Out of all of these stars, who do you find to be the most attractive?
Well, they're all, attractive people. They wouldn't be movie stars.
Who's the most attractive in your mind?
Well, come on.
Is it Andy Garcia?
Come on.
Brad Pitt?
Cut it out.
George Clooney?
Cut it out.
Matt Damon?
Oh, come on.
This guy's, what's the brother's name?
That's Don Cheadle. That's Don Cheadle, Don.
Or Julia Roberts. Raymond, right, who do you like?
Microphone, please. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
What a piece of ass.
I will circle that.
I saw her the other night. She was on a repeat of Letterman. She had blonde hair. Oh, man.
And
ooh, would I like to break me off a piece of that, huh?
Right, let me ask you.
Great. Fantastic. Let me ask
Brad the same question.
Brad Garrett here. Sorry about the mispronounced name.
Yeah,
sorry,
Brad,
about that.
Now, Brad, out of...
Don't even go through the list.
Okay, who?
Don Cheadle.
Wow.
Yes. He is so hot. He is so hot. And then followed by Andy Garcia.
Yes.
Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And then Clooney.
Oh. What about Julia Roberts?
You make me amused. You do indeed. It's good to be here, though, on the show. Is anyone going out for cocktails after this?
I don't think so.
You think there's a chance we could?
I don't think so. Although, let me ask you, have you ever heard of this club in D.C. called WET?
Oh, of course. Yes, they won the 24-hour pornography. They have the naked men on stage dancing and doing other things. And it's a wonderful environment to get to know, meet and greet.
I think you'd know,
I enjoy the adventure.
I think I'd be more comfortable if you went back to being Robert.
Okay, just a second. Robert, could you come over here? Of course. Here I am.
And
would you like me to take my feet out of my shoes?
And Ray, why don't you go back to being Ray Bologna or whatever your name is?
All
Ray
right, Barone. I'm back. I'm Ray Barone. There's Robert fighting. Holidays. God.
Okay.
Wow, boy, I tell you right now, I can't do anything right.
Let's play the game.
On a sitcom.
Let's play the game.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're such a fool, Raymond. I got you that time. Mom likes you best. That's just fantastic. Boy, it's good being a character.
Here are the phone numbers.
I can free myself.
To play Low Budget Jeopardy. 877-365-3636. National number.
877-365-3636.
DC 202-432-1067.
202-432-1067.
And New York City 877-692-1027.
I can't remember that one.
start with 100. We'll get two challengers to play the game this week.
Yes, sir. Boy, we're bouncing around today, aren't we, Donald?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know what happened to the applicator.
You know what? Keep it.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
With the guys from Everybody Loves Raymond.
I don't know where Robert is. He's taking a bathroom break, I think.
Before we play the game, let me ask you, have you seen our Pat Summerall crystal ball?
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Okay, hold on, go ahead. What would you like to ask the question to the Pat Summerall crystal ball? Go ahead.
So, will Robert's feet ever stop stinking?
Okay, here's the answer from Pat Summerall.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Now, see, it doesn't work. You got to break it open.
Well, listen, I've tried.
There he is, slipping back into the studio.
I'd like to come on in, Robert. I'd like to ask you a question.
Thank you.
G. Gordon Liddy, I understand, today has had the balls. We get a lot of calls from people saying that he's talking about us on his dumb AM radio show.
The former Watergate burglar.
Yeah, saying that the reason we're not on in Philadelphia is because we don't have ratings.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, right. G. Gordon, why don't you check the ratings book yourself? You old antiquated asswipe, has been, never was.
My goodness, why the hostility?
Because in the ratings?
Yes.
His station, his show doesn't show up.
Oh, but please, I understand that there's some bladder issues over there. please behave yourself.
As long as we're on the topic of Gordon Liddy.
Gordon Liddy, yes, sir. Leave the tape on the door.
You know, that's right. We're not on in Philadelphia. We didn't get that clear. We're contracted to, but we're not on yet. Gordon, what station are you on in Philadelphia?
Oh, touche.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's
he has none?
No, so let's look into the crystal ball and see. As I've mentioned, we have 18 months left on our Infinity Broadcasting contract. And what I'd like to know now is, which will happen first? Will we work out our 18 months on our Infinity contract?
Check.
Well, will Gordon Liddy die?
Oh, you are.
Old age.
You are such a cruel man.
No. I want to know the answer. Which is going to happen first? Because he is old.
As Pat Summerall?
He's old and feeble. Because he comes off with this whole virile thing, and we've seen him like Mr. Magoo.
Yeah. I don't remember. He doesn't remember.
Don't have the answer.
How can you remember when you've been asked to look at the future?
Can I ask a quick question of Pat?
Sure, go ahead.
I had an opportunity to look at the new Saxon Peck calendar. And I just want to know, Pat, how much eye makeup is Gordon wearing on the cover?
Let's see what happens. Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, it's a shame. He looks like Rudolph Valentino.
He doesn't remember. But do you know something?
What?
I'm wearing eye makeup.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I know that.
You know he is.
Yeah.
A ton of mascara.
Now,
shut up, Raymond.
Now, listen, are you going to be Raymond and Robert now, or are you going to be Ray and Brad?
We're going to be basically Raymond and Robert, just the way you like us.
Okay, great. That's what we like.
Brad Garrett can come by at any moment.
No.
And so can Raymond Romano.
Let's play Low Budget Jeff Bardee, and I guess...
I have a microphone now.
The show is Everybody Loves Raymond. Let's start with...
Thank you.
Ray Bologna, here he is.
All right. This is Low Budget Jeff. Jeopardy, now entering the studio, is an office manager from Acco Geek. What a name. Let's say hi to Valerie Shea.
Where is she? Hi there, Valerie.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Now entering the studio's challenger, too. This dude is from Wheaton. He's a marketing guy at AOL. Let's say hi to Dan Haggerty.
Hi, LQ.
He's played before.
Not the Grizzly Adams.
That was Integrity. That guy's Haggerty.
You've played before, haven't you?
A while ago I have, yep.
I never forget a name. All right. And now we're in the studio as the host of a Low Budget Jeopardy, Valerie and Dan. Don't screw with LQ.
Don't screw with LQ.
And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Ray Bologna. And hello, Dan. Hello, Valerie.
Hello, LQ. Hey, Raymond.
Hold on, Nick.
Don.
Yeah, what, Robert?
Am I going to get a chance to play?
Yeah, just...
Or are you just going to rely on my brother?
No, just a minute.
Keep it in your pants, Robert.
Let me just say to both these guys, to Dan and to Valerie, hi, and don't forget to answer the formal question. I live with your mom. Wearing clip on tie, sweep by Mr. Guy, call me Alex, let's go play the game.
Raymond's a fan.
Always call, them
talking.
Call them Ray and
Hi, how are Ryan. You? Good to see you.
I think we'll start this round with Robert.
Yeah, oh, okay. No, maybe now you'll keep it in your skirt.
Thank you.
Here are your categories, kids.
Here we go.
The categories are.
I'm ready.
Name that captain.
Captain.
Billboard Music Award.
Oh, I saw some of that. That should be interesting.
This weekend's NFL starting quarterback.
NFL starting QBs.
New on DVD home video.
DVDs. I own one.
States and capitals.
States and capitals for the kids. Educational.
Okay, so here you go again, kids. They are.
What a hump.
Name that captain.
Shut up, Raven. The microphone is mine.
Billboard Music Awards.
Billboard Music Awards.
Starting NFL quarterbacks this weekend. New on DVD. States and capitals.
Sure.
Valerie, your girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Good luck, Valerie.
Hey, thank you.
I'm really nervous. Why don't you say thank you, Robert?
Well, I'm just saying thank you to LQ.
Oh, you're not saying thank you to Robert?
Thank you to Robert.
100%. Thank you, Robert. I'm nervous. Okay.
I'm
Name that captain.
Valerie.
Yes.
I'm very hurt.
Say thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Valerie.
Why don't you say thank you, Brad?
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Valerie.
Okay. Here we go. Name that captain. For one, he was captain of the Enterprise on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Who's Captain Kirk?
No, honey.
What?
Sorry, Valerie.
The Next Generation, see, I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to be too fast.
But that was very good, my vocal lady, to give it to the other guy. Dan, your chance to steal.
Okay.
Who is Captain Jean-Luc Picard?
Right, Captain Jean-Luc Picard.
$1, you're on the board and running, Daniel.
Okay, name that captain for two, please.
Great cereal.
Who is Captain Crunch?
$2 for you, Dan.
Captain Crunch.
You're smoking now. Select again.
Okay, name that captain for three, please.
Captain and Tennille, the captain's real name.
Who's Daryl Dragon?
Excuse me.
Honey.
Valerie. Oh,
what?
Valerie. Valerie.
What?
Valerie, it's not your turn.
Oh, it's not.
See, Dan is in control. You need to calm down.
Oh, yeah, I told you I was nervous.
He's in control. Dan.
Who is Daryl Dragon?
$3, you've run the first category.
And I'm guessing that if she hadn't opened her fat yap, there's not a chance that this guy would have known that it's Harold.
Right? I suppose
you are correct, Lord Quizmaster.
Perhaps I'll return the favor.
All right,
Dan. Don't argue with LQ.
Why don't we switch to Raymond for the next round?
All right, God. Who invited the bee?
Hey!
My God. Wow. Man. I spent a weekend with that.
Dan,
all right, Dan, you're in control.
You're in control. What do you want?
Okay, Raymond, I'll see some capitals for one, please.
States and capitals. It is the capital of Utah.
What is Salt Lake City?
$1. Way to go, Dan. You're in control still.
Okay. States and capitals two, please.
It's the capital of Rhode Island.
What is Providence?
$2 for you. You're in control still. That okay, Valerie?
I suppose I have no say, do I?
All right, Dan. Select again.
Okay. I'll try and close it out. States and capitals for three.
What are you yelling stuff?
Am I hearing Rob yelling whore in the back?
No, I just don't want you to talk anymore.
No, Rob is yelling something at you.
We all love you, Valerie.
Michigan.
What is Lansing?
Yeah, he ran another category.
Another category run. Way to go, Dan.
And
go.
Raymond, you got to get out of the way. And Robert, it's your turn again.
All right. Okay. Yes, sir. We've got Dan with the commanding lead so far. Select again, big boy.
Okay, Robert, I'll have NFL quarterbacks for one, please.
All right. These are the guys who'll be starting this weekend for these teams. This weekend he'll be starting for the New England Patriots.
Who is Tom Brady?
$1 for you. Yes, sir. Yeah, you've got to be a football hero. All right. Select again, Dan.
NFL quarterbacks for two, please.
They'll be starting this weekend for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who is Brunell? Mark Brunell?
Yeah, that's right. Mark Brunell.
$2. Dan, boy, you are blazing a trail, my friend.
I'll try and close it out. NFL for three, please.
This weekend he'll be starting for the Atlanta Falcons.
Who is Chandler? Chris Chandler.
Valerie. Hello, Valerie. Well, where have you been?
I'm actually still here.
It's time for you to try to steal, my verbose young lady.
How can I be verbose when I don't even really have had a chance?
Ah. Unfortunately, she took all of her time to answer with that rebuttal.
No, I was going to say Chris Chandler, so I would be wrong.
No, it's Michael Vick.
All right, excellent. Dan, you're back in control.
And Raymond, you got to sit down again for Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Raymond.
All right, go again, Dan.
Okay, let's try DVD for one, please.
All right, new on DVD, home video, stars Ben Affleck.
What is that? I don't know.
Valerie, I'm sorry.
Why'd you take the microphone from me?
Raymond.
Shut up.
Raymond.
Whose turn is it? It's my turn.
Raymond's turn.
I'm confused. Okay, Valerie, a chance to steal.
What is Pearl Harbor?
$1 for you, Valerie.
And
you're
Rob,
on the board.
At least I didn't have zero.
What do we say, Rob?
Never forget.
Never forget.
Amen. That's today, December 7th.
That's right. The hand that held the dagger or the infamy day, whatever.
Go ahead, Valerie.
Okay, new on DVD for two.
Stars Jim Carrey.
the rubber-faced comedian.
Hey, Dan.
Funnyman.
Hey, Dan, your chance to steal.
What is it, Me, Myself, and Irene?
Nope.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Oh, that's man. Right. Hey, Valerie, you're in control.
Oh, isn't that thrilling? I'll say DVD for three.
Okay. Stars.
Stars. Why does Rob hate me? He doesn't even know me.
That's all right. I do, too.
How Stars of Robert De Niro.
What is traffic?
Hey, Dan, your chance to steal.
What is Meet the Parents?
No.
Oh, The Score.
The Score. Not a real big thing in theaters. All right. Is that the end of that category?
Yeah, that means we go Robert. Back to Robert now.
Why?
Valerie?
I got the last right answer, didn't I?
Excuse me, Valerie. I wanted to weigh in on this. I hate you, too.
Okay, good.
I meant we go back to Robert because we're going between Robert and Raymond. And, yes, you're still in control, Valerie.
You're in control.
All these names, just very confusing.
Yes, for the Billboard Music Awards. Here we go. The last category on the big board.
Thank you.
The TV network that broadcast this train wreck of a TV show.
ABC. What is ABC?
That was
not in the form of the question. Dan, your opportunity to steal.
What is ABC?
No, it was Fox.
Valerie, if we can get through that smoky laugh.
Hey, I don't smoke.
You're in control.
Okay, Billboard for two.
He was the host of the Billboard Music Awards.
Obviously, I don't want it.
Dan, your chance to steal from Valerie.
Who is Michael Jackson?
No.
Yeah, right. No, Bernie Mac. He's funny. He's good.
And Valerie, you're still in control.
Oh, Billboard for three.
Now, you'll get this one if you heard the show this week.
Okay.
Our show.
Okay.
Movie star who was absolutely out of his mind while he was introducing John Mellencamp.
Andy Dick.
That was.
Although you like him.
Not in the form of a question.
Your type of guy, Valerie. All right, Dan, your chance to steal.
Who is Ben Affleck?
No.
Oh, no, it's Matthew McConaughey.
Is that the last category?
Yes.
That's the end of the first round, children.
Okay.
Valerie.
You feel terrible. Think about our listeners.
Yes,
hey,
my God.
At least they can be glad they're not me.
Yeah. Now, let's go to Raymond. Raymond, what's
the deal with Valerie?
What is the score here? I think she's a wonderful woman.
Damn it.
And you know what, Don? Our birthdays are the same, so I'm really glad.
There you go. Aren't you glad you opened that door? All right. Dan has $15, and the only child has $1.
All right, we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeff RD. This is where we physically force you both to bet it all, so good luck. And here is your category. It's Fall Into the Gap.
Oh, yeah. All right, I buy my clothes there.
And this is an easy one, I think. The name of the Supertramp song that Gap is running in their new Christmas ads. Everybody's singing. The name of the Supertramp song that the Gap is running in their new Christmas ads. What did you write down? Valerie's Gap?
Just watch out for Valerie's Gap.
Okay. Don't forget to answer the form of a question and good luck.
Hello. This is Brad Garrett. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy release their clothing. The Brad Garrett line. Now offered for the big and tall man, a wide selection of silk pajamas, leather briefs, and extra long thongs. You know, for those of us with larger carriage, alternative underthings have previously been hard to come by. But not now. With the Brad Garrett line. Get yours now. And the double X mistletoe G-string is in the bag for free. Now back to Final Over to Jeopardy with our host, Rebecca Geronimo. Ta-ta!
Yeah, Brad.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, and first we want to go to...
Chatty Cathy with the lone woman on the totem pole with $1.
That would be, of course... Her name again is,
You're playing a song for her. You're killing me with this.
Valerie.
I love that monkey song.
Valerie, it is the Supertramp song that the Gap is running in their new Christmas ads.
What is Take the Long Way Home?
No.
I'm sorry, that knocks you down to zero, miss.
That is not right. Dan... You got the answer. You're the big wiener.
I'm sorry. I blanked on it.
Guys.
No.
Listen, it's that little thing. Give a little bit.
Give a little bit.
You know, give a little bit.
Supertramp.
Yeah.
Supertramp. Yeah, give a little bit.
I love them almost as much as Queen.
It's the type of game. Alan, Ken, Mel, they're all going to love it. We're not giving away one stinking dime.
But listen, Valerie, Dan, don't go away, Matt.
Just go away.
Just go away and listen to your parting gifts. Who's doing it? Is it Robert?
Thank you, Don.
I want the bag to do it.
Thank you very much. You have won a Corona prize pack, ice cold Corona Extra, and Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona.
Why don't you let Raymond read the other one?
And now here's my brother Raymond to tell you about your other parting gift.
Thanks, Craig. Both of you have won a prize pack from Music Outlet. Let them make music your outlet. Visit musicoutletinc.com or call them in Manassas, Virginia. Thanks a lot, Dan and Valerie, and thanks for playing the game.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Robert. Thanks, Raymond. Thanks, thank you.
Thanks, Dan. You were very polite.
Yeah. Well, you have to have one bee a day around there, right?
Yes. What does that spell?
I think she means the B word, I think.
I mean the B word.
The B word. Yes, sir. Not allowed to
I love you, Don and Mike. I don't know about your guest today.
All I know is that we're going to be singing this in the car all the way home tonight.
I have a piece of advice for Valerie.
What?
She shouldn't use the B word. She should use the C word.
It's so not right.
C word.
D-word!
Stop.
Have a great weekend,
Jim. Okay, you all too.
Hold on.
Go Redskins!
Hold on, please.
Of course.
Okay. I'm going to miss her.
She was tough.
Well, what can I say?
Like a piece of plank steak.
Raymond, Robert,
yes.
Ray, Brad.
Hey, nice love.
Thank you.
Hey, having you guys.
Nice seeing you.
Oh, remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Corona Incorporated and is distributed by King World. Have a happy holiday, boys.
Bye-bye. There they go, the Barone brothers.
Ooh. Wow, Valerie, man, what was her deal?
No. Oh, she's a good contestant.
Hostile woman.
Wow. Like that, Valerie. Yeah, Valerie.
Go Redskins.
Are you still there, honey?
I wish I wasn't.
Don't worry about it, Valerie.
Yeah, Valerie, really. I mean, you know, it's just a show.
Right, but did you think, I don't know. I'm really not a dumb bimbo, and I came across like one, so I'm kind of upset.
No, you didn't. No, don't worry, honey.
Hey, Brad, it's a big deal. I like for you, bimbo.
Don't worry about it. We love you, Valerie.
Hey, Valerie, just remember, first rule of Low Budget Jeopardy, always be nice to the characters.
Okay.
Well, but see, you know, I'm at work, and it's just...
I said it was really kind of fun, although I'm not afraid to tell anybody to listen. Yeah. What? 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 What as they hold
Rob. Rob is worn out.
Rob is exhausted.
My stomach's in knots. I'm sweaty.
Listen, we'll pick the pros with Chris Collinsworth when we come right back, okay?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a deep pull. See, like, that's what I want. I was messing with my knee.
Hey, how you doing, baby? All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you gotta master the technology of this game.
Yeah, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, right. That's your national number. Anywhere, Portland, Seattle, D.C., Las Vegas, New York City, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., your hotline is 202-432-1067. New York City, 877-692-1027.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And then we have Chris Collinsworth here. We're going to take this call for 10 seconds. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Guys.
Hey.
Hey, you guys never announced who won the Chiefs yesterday.
Yes, we didn't, and I'm glad that you brought that up. Thank you. It is some guy. Is your name Brian Stucall?
No, I'm Brian James.
No, Brian Stucall from Sterling, Virginia won the Mercedes-Benz key.
Oh, so you would have really killed this guy if you went, and the winner is Brian.
No, it's Brian Stucall.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We are giving, good day to you, sir. We are giving away another Mercedes-Benz key on today's show to a random caller from anywhere in America. If you live out in Vegas, we'll pay to fly out here. You call us from Portland or Seattle, we'll pay to get you out here next week for the big Benz show.
It's that easy.
So listen for the show topic, joining us now. Listen, we love the NFL on Fox. That's the best pregame show. And we have all the guys on. We have JB on all the time, Howie on all the time. We had Terry on a couple of weeks ago.
We haven't had this gentleman on for a while.
Not for a long time, I don't think. Here is Chris Collinsworth. Hey, Chris.
What's happening, boys? Now, do I get a key for this Mercedes show, or what?
Like you don't have eight in your garage.
You guys. Oh, now, wait a minute. What am I, Howie Long? You see me on Radio Shack commercials? I could use all the cash I can get, big boy.
This is perfect that you brought Howie's name up.
Oh, here we go.
No. I want to tell you something. Yeah, we've had Howie on the show before. And, you know, even though we're in all these cities, we live in the D.C. area. Howie, as you know, lives in the Virginia suburbs.
In his own city.
Mm-hmm. And
he bought that city, yeah.
His wife is a regular listener of the show.
No.
We've had them both on before.
Yes.
And for the longest time, and I know you've busted his balls about this, and I know Jimmy Kimmel did a piece about this recently,
right.
But really for the longest time I've been saying, when I watch you guys on Sunday, Howie never looks at Jillian Barbary.
Right.
Never.
And he's the Lincoln Memorial.
And,
right? Then he looks like me with the hair, and, he's the Lincoln Memorial. He looks straight ahead. He looks like a Marine who just got his orders.
How soon did all of you guys start picking up on that after Jillian started doing the show?
Oh, man, he started right from the beginning. He won't even go in the makeup room with her now. He's so sensitive about the whole thing.
Wow.
If Diane is out there listening, I am shutting up.
Ah,
Howie scares me a little bit. She scares me a whole lot.
Well, then the last thing we'll say on that topic is, I thought that when Howie went to hug Jillian, that was like hugging your grandma.
Did you see him? It was the greatest moment of all time. It was the one, you give him one of those hugs, it was like a Woody Allen kind of hug. He leans over, sticks his booty out about 4 feet, so there's no physical contact at all, other than his shoulders and his arms, and he got off of that hug so fast, I thought my head was going to spin.
Oh, that was funny.
As great as the Fox show is, and we're all agreed, that's the best show. That's it. You get noon to one, you're with the games. I'm also a fan of the HBO show, and the question there is, Jerry Glanville, have you ever thought about slipping something, whether it be, what's that, the Prozac, or what's the thing?
A little Vicodin.
What's the thing that they advertise on TV all the time? Paxil. Into his grape soda before you take that show?
It wouldn't help. Honest to God, I don't care what you want to put in there. You can anesthetize the guy. He is still going to come out the same way. You know what the thing about him is, though, is he's like that all the time. You know, it's not an act. It's not a show. It's not something that he puts on for the public. I mean, he is busting your chops and working on you and got a theory on life and doing that 24 hours a day.
I always imagined, Chris, that Jerry Glanville would fall asleep, much like a toddler would fall asleep, or he would just be going, hey, man, how you doing? Good to see you. And then put his head on the pillow and just go, bam.
It works out well for his wife that way, too. Half the time he's in the garage asleep. So, I think she's happy about that, too.
So when you guys are on the show, on the Fox show now,
yeah.
How many times... Like last weekend,
Poor JB. He's just trying to read the card in front of him.
Right.
They got the graphic on saying, like, somebody's sponsoring something at the Super Bowl. And right. he's trying to read this thing. And you three guys, you are having your own separate discussion about something going on in the background. Now, at that point, does anybody, like, get in your earpiece and tell you guys to knock it off? Or because I like it. I mean, I love the fact. But I got to think for JB, it's got to be incredibly hard to read that card while the three of you are having your own separate conversations at the same time.
That's the reason James Brown makes $400 million a year. Because he can do it. It doesn't bother him. You know, he's a remarkable, remarkable guy. Absolutely amazing. Because I wish people could stay tuned for the next hour after we go off the air. Because that's when we really get resolved everything that everybody's mad about in the first hour. Because you can't go through our show without getting mad at least twice during the show. Everybody. You know, whether it's Howie with the Jillian thing, whether it's Terry and somebody's, you know, called him a name or, you know, brought up the old quote about him, you know, spelling cat or, you know, one of those. Or me, you know, they're going to bust on my neck and, you know, and how I look and, you know. And for the next hour afterwards, we eat popcorn together and rip on each other without football involved. So there's no interruptions to the rip jobs that are going on for the second hour.
I would imagine, and having Terry on the show recently also, that of all of you guys, the guy that seriously opens his mouth and sometimes stuff comes out that probably makes you all fall on the floor would have to be Terry. I mean, Terry said some stuff while he was on the show that we're just amazed at. It must be even tenfold when you're sitting around just hanging out after the show's over.
He is the most brutally honest human being I have ever met.
Not a compliment, Chris.
About him, about his life, about your life, about... You know, and I think that's what people have finally come to appreciate. I mean, he rips me incessantly. I mean, he just you know, I don't know what he does when he goes home at night. He must sit in front of the refrigerator and just rip the refrigerator, right? Because he's home alone. He's got, you know, he's not nobody. His dog maybe rips his dog, the stove. I don't know. But I know that without me, that man would have to live in therapy. Because I save him in that way, you know. So he is, you know, I think you just have to appreciate him for what he is, you know. I mean, he's a guy that's going to go out there, and he has had life experiences, and you know, he doesn't believe in too much football. That's the reason he and David Hill, our executive producer, get along so well. It's like Howie and I are sitting over there, you know, we do something on the games, and then he tells us, you know, about a barnyard animal story. You know, and somehow it makes sense, and I don't know how that is exactly, but it does make sense.
I'll give you the best example. When he was on a couple weeks ago, I said, He was talking about quarterbacks, and all of a sudden, he got into the fact that he's just gotten, you know, he got divorced for the third time.
He talked about it on this show.
And that the wife took all the money, and I was thinking the same thing.
She took his dog.
Yeah, yeah. What does this have to do with Aaron Brooks?
Took the living room floor, you know. And I think if you guys really want to understand him, and I don't know why you'd want to, but if you really wanted to understand him, go read his book. Honest to God, it is the most insightful book into any human being that you will ever read.
Okay.
He tells things about his life that I'm sitting there on an airplane and I'm flying out to L.A. and I'm reading this book, and all of a sudden, and I'm trying not to laugh out loud at some of this stuff, but you know how, like, when you're squeezing a laugh and you got tears that start to come out of the corner of your eyes, and I'm sitting there, and so it kind of looks like you're sobbing, you know?
Yeah,
and
sure.
And this lady sitting next to me reaches over, I swear to you, with a tissue, hands me a tissue, and says, really sad book, huh? And I'm sitting there, and I just, all I did was I just turned the cover with Bradshaw's picture on the towards her, and she just looked at me like I had lost my mind, you know. I'm like, oh my
That's a great story.
It's just class. I mean, the guy's just a classic. They're just, I've been around the world 100 times. I have never met a human being like Terry Bradshaw. Never in my entire life.
Okay, you guys, obviously, you have, you got it. The four of you, you got it together.
That's for sure.
Now, listen, this is the part of the interview where we normally put the brakes on, the speed bump,
right,
where Rudy joins us. However, Rudy is on an airplane now.
Is he going on another one of his 70 vacations?
Rudy is going to Hawaii again.
Again? That's twice in a month.
You know there is a God.
And what with airline restrictions and stuff,
right?
Rudy is in one of those flights, I don't know, where, from where to where.
Sure.
He's not allowed to get out of his seat. He's not allowed to use a telephone.
Yeah, but I bet he's getting his third cocktail right now.
Okay. Playing the role of Rudy Martsky when we pick the pros until they scab and bleed will be Buzz Burbank.
Very good, Buzz.
How do you do?
And Buzz, if you ever need help with a pick, don't forget, you can go to the Pat Summerall Magic 8-Ball.
I'll remember that.
Which we've got set up.
All right, can I ask the Pat Summerall Magic 8-Ball a question before we start doing the picks?
Sure, go ahead.
My question would be, will Buzz do well on the picks this week?
All right, let's fire.
What is the Pat Summerall 8-Ball?
Pat Summerall Magic 8-Ball. It tells the future. Let's see.
I don't remember.
Oh, there's the same answer it always gives.
Okay. All right. Here's how we'll pick the games. We'll go Don, Mike, Rudy, Dougie Buzz, and then Chris. And, of course, Chris is the only one allowed to tell us why he thinks the team's going to win a game.
Very good.
We got the five what we think best games of the week are here. And we'll start with the Bears at the Packers. I got to pick the Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers also. Rudy?
How you doing?
He's gone now. You just got to...
He even had the delay like Rudy.
I'm with the Bears.
The Bears. And Chris, what do you like in that game?
I'm with the Bears. Just because I'm a real coward, I'm going with the Packers. One thing that they were able to do last time was run the ball with that kid, Amon Green. And I haven't seen anybody run on the Bears like the Packers did. And then Brett Favre got hot, and I'm the chicken. I can't pick against them in Green Bay.
All right. How about this one? How about Cleveland at New England?
I'll take the Patriots.
Out of New England.
Rudy.
Rudy.
Let's ask Pat.
Oh, you want to ask the 8-Ball?
That's
the
Pat's
8-Ball. All right, the Pat Summerall 8-Ball. Hold on.
Let's see what Pat says.
Some advice from Buzz playing Rudy.
What does Pat Summerall say?
Who's going to win this game?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, okay, well, hey, you got to go on your own there.
I'll take the Cleveland.
All right, now
Cleveland.
Chris Collinsworth.
And Chris, who do you like?
I think I've got a pattern developing here.
Very good.
I'm going with the coaching genius of Bill Belichick. How about that?
How about that?
Let's throw that guy a little love, because I'm telling you what, at the beginning of the year, it looked like he was on the fast track. Out, everybody kept coming through. What? Now they traded how many draft picks to get Bill Belichick
as
the head coach of the New England Patriots? But man knows his defense has got them turned in the right direction.
Okay, how about New Orleans at Atlanta? Saints all the way. Mike.
New Orleans big. We're matching up this week.
Buzz.
I live in Atlanta now. I'll choose Atlanta.
Just pick a team, Rudy.
Atlanta.
Chris, who you like?
I can't figure out the Saints. I have no idea. This every time it looks like an obvious win situation for the Saints, they get beat. And Chris Chandler's coming back. But I still think the Saints are the second-best team in the NFC behind the Rams if they can ever get their garbage together and start winning some games. So I got to assume they're going to win this one.
All right, this is the best game of the weekend, no doubt. San Francisco at St. Louis. Taken St. Louis.
Boy, St. Louis for me also. Rudy?
Hey, that's a tough one. I'm going to have to ask the 8-Ball.
Oh, you got to ask the 8-Ball.
Let's ask the 8-Ball.
Ask the Pat Summerall.
Let's see what's Pat Summerall.
Who's going to win between St. Louis and San Francisco?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You're on your own.
What do you think, Buzz?
I think San Francisco.
San Francisco. Chris.
Oh, my gosh. The one thing, I just got finished watching the film the last time these two teams played, and Terrell Owens played like an absolute dog, and the game was still close. Still came right down to the end where the Rams had to go on that long drive at the end and hold the football, and I'm assuming Terrell Owens is going to play better. I got to pick the Rams, but I agree with you guys. I think this one will be down to the buzzer.
That's the best game of the week. And the last one we'll pick is the Jets at Pittsburgh. No Jerome Bettis. Is that right, Chris? No Jerome Bettis?
Jerome Bettis.
All right, now I go with the Jets.
Chris for my 2 mile follow.
Then I'll go with the Jets. Mike,
Jets bounce back this week.
I think the Jets.
Chris, who do you like?
Unbelievable. I'm taking the Jets, too. Aaron Glenn's out, though. So, Terry Bradshaw's been trying to convince me that Cordell Stewart is the man now, and he can get it done. And Hines, Warden, Plexico, Burris, and those guys can do it. So without Aaron Glenn, he's going to get his chance this week. But oh, this Fulamatu Maafala is a heck of a player, but so is the Jets' defense. The Jets should have won last week. They didn't. I think they'll go in and surprise them this week.
And you do good with that name there, Chris.
I've been practicing that. I'm playing the host role now, you know. I had to practice some of this stuff.
Well, it's great having you on. Say hi to all of your buddies on Fox. We love that show. And actually, we do like Jerry. We've had him on quite a bit. So tell him keep taking his pills and hello to him as well.
Yeah, all right, my brothers. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, Chris. Bye-bye. Here he is, Chris Collinsworth. I think he wanted to laugh at the past couple of things.
Jerry did.
Yeah.
You know, but he couldn't.
That's the funniest story about Jerry Bradshaw I've ever heard anybody. Reading the book and tears of laughter coming out. Fantastic.
Well, let's ask the Pat Summerall Magic 8-Ball right now. Pat, here's the question that I have for the 8-Ball. My thought is that Chris Collinsworth knows that it's a goof on the fact that Summerall is, you know, like Ronald Reagan. Did Chris Collinsworth think the 8-Ball bit was funny?
Good question.
Just a simple yes or no. Did Chris Collinsworth think that the 8-Ball bit was funny?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Just not going to get a straight answer.
No.
I'm still waiting on that other answer from the 8-Ball.
Well, Mike, you might have to wait until Monday's show.
Oh, okay.
I might slip it in before the ad.
Very good. All right.
We still got the Ben's Key to go. And when we come back, maybe the best battle that Charlie Stossel has ever had.
Oh, boy.
Yep. With the movies. The angry postman is here.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting outside. He looks like he should be in a goddamn Nelly video.
Yeah.
He's got his Oaktown jersey on. He's got the Ben's hood ornament around his neck.
Right.
He's loaded for bear.
I just hope he's not, the guns aren't loaded.
He's ready for Stossel. So it's going to be at the movies, Charlie Stossel and the Angry Mailman right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see.
I hate when people talk during the movie.
It's Dark Pants time. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, everybody, we've not yet given away today's Mercedes-Benz key. We're down to 5 keys. Giving away a total of 29 keys. The big Mercedes-Benz key party next Friday. The Mercedes-Benz C230 Compressor Sports Coupe from Mercedes, giving it away courtesy of AT&T and Simply Wireless. SimplyWireless.com. We'll just take a call 100 at some point today. Give someone from anywhere a key that can start the car. I was not giving away that drum set yet either. Do that on today's show as well. Joining us now with the regular Friday favorite, it's time for the At the Movie segment. Now let's play him in now.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
And I'm going to give you, hi Charlie.
Hi Doc.
Give you a perfect example of how you like somebody. Remember when Lisa was talking about the wrestler that, what's her name, Lita?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Lita.
Right.
That she said she wanted, that she would do her.
Sure.
I like George Clooney. I like all of George Clooney's movies.
Right, right, right.
And I'm dying to see Ocean's 11.
Right.
But I don't want to do it.
Right.
I think exactly. That's the difference.
Good for you.
Sure. Joining us this week, I was just filling there while we waited for Robert the Angry Postman.
Robert the Angry Postman is here looking
just fantastic, though, today.
Really. I mean, just.
Absolutely.
He is decked out.
Crown and Michael, love you guys.
All right, very good.
Robert is a guy who comes out and watches us bowl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we have forged a unique bond with him. And he mentioned to me at the bowling on Friday night, or Wednesday night, he mentioned to me that he's not a fan of Charlie Stossel reviewing movies.
Yeah. Not at all.
Yes, buddy.
Okay, no.
Now they're starting already.
Robert, you started
in the hallway. I said hello. He walked past me and he gave me that look.
What look?
What are you doing here? What are you doing here?
Meaning because you're black.
Right. You're fine. Right. And he's done it before. Rob. He's done it before. At a Las Vegas style show, I saw him. He was uncomfortable, looking all crazy. You know, like he didn't belong there. And he did the same thing to me about 10 minutes ago, and I'm ready for him.
All right. So anyway, Robert the Angry Postman is going to be reviewing movies.
Before we get going, thanks a lot for this today.
I don't recall being a this, but...
He's ready to go.
He's ready.
You know, Charlie, as I told you a couple of weeks ago on the air, we're adding spice to the movie feature. The big movie this weekend, of course, is Ocean's 11.
Right. Sure.
With Clooney, buddy.
Clooney.
Dying to see it.
You'll enjoy it.
Tell us all about it.
Ocean's 11, obviously a remake from that 1960s. Oh, sorry.
And then Robert can give us the opposing point of view.
Absolutely. Robert has, an agenda that we've, we've said, whatever you have, you address the subject.
Right. Absolutely.
But we'll let Charlie give the review of the movie first. Robert just stares at him.
and a visual.
Robert's good.
What, Biggie Smalls?
Dexter Manley was more appropriate.
Right?
I can deal with that. Biggie Smalls, no.
No, he's not as big as he is.
All right.
You're real big.
But as I mentioned, you are dressed like you're in a Nelly video. I mean,
mailman off, I'm chilling, you know.
You got the Oaktown jersey on, you got how many gold chains around your neck?
About seven.
You got
the T-Starter kit.
You got the wrist thing, you got the Lakers hat on.
I really like the look. I really do. He looks so
cool, man.
They're very, very cool.
I'm direct opposite of Charlie.
<You're> black.
All right. Ebony and Ivory, here we go. How was Ocean's 11, Charlie?
It's a remake of a very bad movie from the 1960s that had the Rat Pack in Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, all of those guys. And in this movie, George Clooney is a guy just released from the New Jersey Penitentiary, and then rob three casinos on fight night. He thinks it's going to be a big score. He's doing some shut the
F up. Watch it, Charlie.
No cursing.
Right.
No cursing.
He thinks it's going to be a big payday. Gets 10 of the guys together, thus Ocean's 11, to do this. Now, he has some inner motive to doing it besides a big payday. He wants to get back at this very evil casino owner, played by Andy Garcia, who's now dating his ex-wife, played by Julia Roberts, who's rarely in the movie. The best parts of this movie are the little cameos that take place. Bernie Mac is in the movie. Carl Reiner playing a real good grifter role in the movie. And being that Steven Soderbergh also was a cinematographer, it's very bleached out. It's shot a lot like Traffic was, with that cinematography where it's instead of Las Vegas, the script being all bright and transferred with a neon and all the lights. It's bleached out quite a bit. Unrealistic, fairly funny, fairly decent, a good pacing. It should do very well, and it's not a bad movie, much better than the original.
How many porcelain dolls did you do it?
Three dolls.
Three, okay.
How much business?
Not a rave. Yeah. This Charlie always is right on with telling us how much movie's going to do over the weekend.
35 to 40 million.
35 to 40 million.
Not even.
And now with the opposing point of view, here is Robert the Angry Mailman.
Charlie Stossel, if that's your real name, you know. I mean, from what I can recall, Don and Mike found out you were Puerto Rican. I've never heard a Puerto Rican call Charlie Stossel, but we're not going to go there. You know, I'm not here to give a spur to the Puerto Rican race,
because
you're a fine example, wink, wink. Anyway,
God.
I've noticed a strange trend on the Don and Mike show when you do your movie reviews. You never review black movies. Or you blow them off. You know, it's, if it doesn't have Lawrence Fishburne or Wesley Snipes or Denzel, we're going to discount all those.
Right, I agree.
Those are the big boys.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the new black stars, the rappers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like Top High coming up.
Snoop, man, you don't review nothing. It's always, didn't see it. Now, this Ocean's 11 is crap, okay? It's bull. It's a feel-good movie. Okay, only in America can we make a great movie about robbing, casinos to run back a girl. You know, who cares? Black man steals a donut out of 7-Eleven, gets 20 years. I don't see no book. I don't see no movie. You know, I don't see no feel-good movie. You know, $40 million. How many black people could have went to college and $40 million?
There you go.
You
know? All right,
I can't get still on the sidewalk, you know, without a cop coming up and saying, you know, is that your car? all that gold, or, you know, suspect me of something.
And Charlie's, you know, responsible for
it. I am.
Directly. Directly. Since the man is only reviewing one movie, if you guys will indulge me, I have a small list of movies that I know Charlie Stossel has not reviewed.
Fantastic.
I've listened.
Fantastic.
And by the way, I've asked several other black listeners.
Right.
We all agree with you. Charlie Stossel does not like the black man.
Oh, all right, okay, what are
some of the movies Charlie has not reviewed?
Robert Came to Play, he's got a list.
Okay, okay, the list. Number one, The Wood. Great movie.
The Wood, that's all the guys.
About 2 years ago, right?
That's all the guys who.
That's how long I've been listening to you.
Yeah,
that's all the guys getting married, right?
Right.
One of them was getting married.
Up in Inglewood, California.
Charlie, you did not review that movie.
No, we did.
Right. We did?
It was a July movie.
And he gave it a thumbs down.
And he blew it off, right?
Yeah, blew it off. The Best Man. Another black movie.
That was The Wedding One.
Yeah, that was one of the guys getting married. Okay. Love and Basketball.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Very good movie.
Did you review that?
Don't say that now. Please don't.
Okay.
Bamboozled came out last year. Spike Lee movie.
Awful movie.
See?
Did you review it?
There
you
go. See?
Awful.
See what I'm saying?
Awful.
Now, it's hard for me to look at, but it was a great movie. It was very insightful to the black man, but Charlie Stossel, you know, get it. A movie called Belly. Came out a couple years ago. Did you
Belly.
Do that?
We didn't. We gave that one a DVD.
That's
right.
DVD. Yeah. Am I lying? In Too Deep, Omar Epps. Cop movie.
Right.
Didn't review it.
No, you didn't.
Hold on. Yeah. Now, wait. Let me start.
Well, he came armed with
a movie reviewer.
You know, you're not only armed with your assault rifles, you seem to really have your agenda airtight here.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
I'm on the air. You know, I'm a listener.
Yeah.
Loyals. Love you guys.
That's
don't
good.
Like him.
All right. You don't like Charlie.
All right. Now, here you go. Who played that game? This just came out.
Okay.
It was September.
Didn't like it.
No. Yeah, it's a chick movie.
Chick movie?
Well, you like Contact.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. Right.
Okay, next movie. Bones. With Snoop Dogg.
Said Snoop's movie.
Awful.
Oh. See?
Bang on. Charlie, I never had any idea that you were keeping the black man down like you are.
Charlie, how is it? Let me just play devil's advocate here. With a movie like Bones, with Snoop, how come we've not heard from you one way or the other on this movie?
If some of the movies open up at different... at different times when we're not on... That would also play. We
hear excuse America.
We hear it once. We could talk about Lord of the Rings today, which we're not going to.
That's
what we wait till next week to talk about.
No, you got an assignment. I have an assignment for you for next
you do.
Week. Yes, I do, pal.
Okay,
next movie, The Wash. The Wash.
The Wash.
That came out.
Right.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about
Blew it. Off. Okay, Kingdom Come. That's the old movie.
That's
Blew It Off.
Blew It Off.
Okay, Romeo Must Die. That was a pretty big movie.
He does not blow that off. Jet Li.
Okay. You know, Leah, he likes it now because she's
dead. That's a good movie, Romeo.
Anyway,
excellent.
How about this one, Ghost of Mars? Ice Cube.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Charlie, we did not talk about an Ice Cube movie.
Yes, we did.
We did not.
Yes, we did.
I don't even know what that movie is.
It was a John Carpenter movie towards the end of summer.
All right, the last one is Black Knight. Now, the reason I didn't put comedies on there, we all know... You two excluded that white people love to see black folk act like clowns. So I didn't put the comedies on there.
Mm-hmm.
But my assignment for Charlie is to... I have three movies here.
Oh, good. He brought some movies.
And I want you to watch them.
What did you bring for
them?
Right?
I have
what we have.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
I have Kingdom Come.
All right.
I want you to watch that. Baby Boy.
Baby Boy was out last summer. John Singleton. Okay. We did talk about
and
that.
And the last one is part of the best black movie out. It's Porno. Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
Now, it's X-rated.
And it's in the movie?
Is Snoop in it?
Yeah, but he's not...
in the movie.
He's not in the movie. He's rapping.
He's
loaning his name. They're rapping.
Snoop.
Black guys doing white chicks.
The same expression.
They're always the same.
You're seeing the same expression on Snoop's face.
All I ask... For him to redeem himself in my community, is to watch these movies.
Okay.
I'll come back next Friday and we'll review them fair and square.
All right, now, Charlie, do you have time during the week to watch these three movies?
I have vacation next week. Absolutely.
Oh, he's going to do it.
I am off as of today for 10 days, so absolutely.
Oh, good, Charlie. Robert, you're invited back next week.
You're invited back, Robert.
You're back. Charlie will review, again, the movies. Charlie, they are?
Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style.
Yes.
Kingdom Come.
Yeah.
And Baby Boy, which we did talk about last summer in June.
Watch it again.
But I'll watch it again.
Watch it and, Robert, you came to play. I'm giving you a round of
applause. I appreciate it. I just want to let him know that it's nothing personal.
Right.
He does, you know, he's supposed to review a lot of a broad range, you know, and he does what up. Colette agreed with me out in the hallway.
There you go.
Oh, Colette agreed with me.
He's getting everyone on the bandwagon.
The truth is the truth. And I know you guys, you play fair. You know, you upset everybody.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
This guy.
I only upset the black community.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go with the rest of them. I don't know how the Vietnamese feel about it. My carrier friends, how they feel about Charlie Stossel. I have an update for you next week.
Very good.
Because we have a broad range of workers at the post office.
Robert, I'm amazed. I really thought when you were at the bowling alley, I thought you were going to come in and just, you know, you were just going to poke fun at Charlie Stossel. You came in with a real agenda?
No, that is fantastic. I just call him a jerk.
Right.
Or an a-hole.
No.
Or a little smug.
No, you were prepared.
Dip S. But no, I'm not doing that.
No, he didn't do that, see?
You know, I can say he's funny looking. But hey, you know.
Funny looking.
You got that attitude, you know.
And Charlie,
he doesn't take his heritage, you know. You guys found out that he's Puerto Rican, didn't you?
Yes, we did, yeah.
You know, the pride.
And Charlie, another stress-free day for you at the office.
Always. Every day.
And listen, guys, it turns out the key show is next Friday, so we need both of you in here Thursday.
Thursday
for both of you guys? Is that okay?
Very good.
All right, well, that's your homework assignment, Charlie.
Very good.
And Robert, hold on. I think we have a call for you.
Here we go.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Rob, what's going, man?
Hey.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is Chris from the bowling alley, man.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Now, man, let me ask you on the real, because Don and Mike probably don't know this. We was listening to your system on the car, right?
Yeah, don't mention that, man.
Come on, man.
Hey, this guy's jealous because that man got a little stereo system in his truck. Yeah, it's a little loud, you know.
I'm jealous.
You know how you guys, he has a nice car. I know what you drive, but I got a nice car.
Look,
I work for a living.
Hey,
you know, this is gold. Don't think it's, you know, I'm a drug dealer.
No. I ain't saying you're a drug dealer. I just want to know, you know, because I know you said that you got, you know, you got a federal job and that you work at the post office on the side. I'm just trying to say, you know, y'all be up in there betting all the time. I'm trying to figure out how I can get a cut. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you know, you already, you know, you're doing your thing. I'm not going to talk about what you're doing, you know,
uh-oh,
my friend.
All right.
Wait, hold on. First off, is this a white guy or a black guy on the phone?
This is a black guy.
Okay.
They want to be white. Okay. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. this is a brother. Now, it says here on the screen, he called because he doesn't understand how you can drive the car you drive, being as you're a federal employee.
Excuse me, let me explain it to you very carefully.
Was that your question?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to know.
You're a player hater. You know, you need to hang up.
Oh, I'm not hating on you.
But you work in the low end. Uh-huh. Okay, you don't have money. I worked for the government 12 years. I worked two jobs, man.
That's all I'm saying.
I told you that. You didn't have to call this trying to put my stuff on the street. I put my S on the street, man. Okay, I work hard for a living.
All right, you got that, Dan.
All right, hang on.
Boy.
Okay. All right, there we go.
Wow. I like that.
Boy, I enjoy this segment. I have no idea that Robert would bring this much to the
Hello,
table.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
This is Chris, not the same Chris, but I was at the bowling alley with Robert Wednesday, and I still have about 20, 30 bucks of his money.
No, you don't, pal. Because a guy bowled between his legs, bet me 50 bucks on a ball, and he gave me 50 bucks, so I'm up about 60, so screw you.
Well, congratulations. You already
Stop
said
Stop lying,
that.
Man.
And Robert, lying. Robert, just out of curiosity, who was the individual who said he was going to bowl a strike and then won you some money by bowling a strike?
That was me.
No. You said, am I going to do it? Remember that? You said the other night, am I going to do it?
No, well, thanks
you know
for
nothing.
Buzz, because Buzz is a gutter ball man.
Yeah,
and I bet every time he's going to throw in a gutter, he kept it on the lanes this time. He actually bowled pretty good.
You know,
he kept that damn smile.
When you asked me, you going to do it this time? You're going to do it this time? I said, yeah, I'm going to do it this time. And then I bowled a straight. You didn't win a lot of money?
I bet against you, to be honest.
Oh! I bet against you.
Yeah, I lost a lot of money. Uh-huh. Man.
Really?
Yeah. Hello, Don on my show.
Well, now
it's
you,
Mike.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz. How's it going?
All right.
Hey, listen, Rob.
What?
Thank you.
Hey, am I right?
You're right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Hey, listen.
I'm not the only brother out there to listen. We love Dynamite, don't we? America loves Dynamite. I listen to these guys.
Oh, man, yeah, we all love them. They have a following. They have a following with us.
Yes, they do.
Definitely.
I mean, PGC's taking a kick in the ass because of these guys.
But the problem is I'm seeing it in the black community on this show is Charlie Stossel.
Right now.
Hey, look. Hey, Don, Mike, in the black community, we got buttons that say, you know, Buzz Burbank for president.
Yeah,
wow.
But I do have to correct him on one thing. Now, you tell me if I'm right, okay? They're giving away this Mercedes-Benz, which is great, right?
Right.
But the black radio station in town, they're giving away
Escalade.
But they're putting $5,000 in the glove compartment
right.
to help us poor folks pay the taxes on the Escalade.
Exactly.
That's the
yeah.
truth. Now,
yeah,
you look at
true.
You got, and I said something to you guys about that, you know, a Mercedes is expensive, you know, even for a black man, you know, a Mercedes. That's,
yeah.
But, you know, you trade in, you get 30 G's, that's cool.
But you got to get, these two cats are doing a lot for us. I mean, they do.
There's a lot of black people in here, man.
Yeah,
I'm surprised. I thought it was just Colette and Timmy O'Bobbin there.
We could take the last hour off with Robert.
All right, get out of here.
And you real quick, don't get Pootie Tang.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's another one. That's right. That's the thing talking about.
That was a great movie.
Chris Rock over the summer. That was...
What do you think? Yeah, that's not X-rated. Like
what, Charlie?
Snoop Dogg's doggy style.
Let me come out with something. I work for a rival of Charlie's employer.
Okay.
And their policy is they're scared of black folk, too. Now, I'll be honest. I'm being honest. It's America. Let's be honest, man.
Industry one.
I work security for them.
Right.
So every time they have a quote-unquote black movie, they hire extra security up the ass. Serious, man.
Actually,
they have us in the theater watching the movie. Now, in Charlie's case, his chain just doesn't accept the movie. You know, they got lost in the mail or something, you know. They send them through Federal Express and they got tossed in the trash with a lighter, you know.
Right.
So that's what I've been saying to myself. You know, this guy has come clean that he has a problem. I've seen it, man. You walked past me. You gave me that 1,000-yard
signal. Hey, Robert, you've been on the radio before?
No.
Wow. No, you're good, though.
But you are good. I love you guys, and I have a problem with just this guy right now.
With Charlie Starr.
You know, I sure hope you guys can patch it together eventually. But, of course, Charlie's going to have to, you know, his actions are going to have to speak louder than his words.
Hey, clean off the last tape, please. Don't bring it back, Brett.
All right. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Thank you.
Charlie Stossel. Movie Man. We will see both of you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Now get out of here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Fantastic.
Bye-bye. Thanks again, Don.
All right.
Hey, I'm just trying to add some life to what sometimes is a less than thrilling segment.
You guys be sure to walk out together.
There you go.
That was worth it just for the look on Charlie's face.
Wow. Man, I'm blown away.
Ooh, how great was that?
That was fan-effing-tastic.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That was great. Robert was ready.
He's all right.
I had no idea. You know, we've had a lot of people come in and do battle with Charlie Stossel who didn't put any effort into it.
He really hates Charlie.
Yeah.
He told me that at the bowling alley on one day. He said, I hate that guy. He never reviews black movies.
And another wonderful day at the office for Charlie Stossel.
Come on in. Okay, listen, kids. Look at you, you wonderful bunch of little co-headed cherub-faced bastards. You've been listening to the show all day.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. You want a Mercedes key? You got it.
Yeah.
Right now, make it simple. No questions, no games, no nothing. Call 100. Anywhere in America. 877-365-3636, DC-202-432-1067, New York, 877-692-1027. But to give everybody an equal chance, we will take caller 100 from the national line, which means calls from everywhere.
Right.
Including New York and D.C. and Portland and Seattle and Las Vegas and Madison and all, you know, wherever else. Who am I forgetting?
Which
No, no, no. They're tape delay, Buzz.
Oh.
Call 100 right now. You get a key for the car.
Darn.
And if you are from out of town,
mm-hmm.
Of course, people from New York, if they win, Amtrak is paying for them to come down next Friday for the key party.
Right.
But if you're from anywhere else, we're giving you a free trip. So dial recklessly right now, be the 100th caller, and good luck. Here is Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
With Buzz.
He made it up.
Hey Buzz, what is your lead story on the made-up news today?
Today, we've got Osama on the run.
On the run, okay.
All right.
Geraldo doesn't have him, does he?
No.
No, okay. All right, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word for playing crack on?
Mammals, not reptiles. Don and Mike.
All right, here we go. You ready for standby, Buzz?
All right.
For the news of the comments. 100. 100. Right here. Hello, Don in my show. Hello.
I am Polar 100.
There you go. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh,
and
my God.
Just like that, you have won a key for the Mercedes-Benz for the key party next Friday. What's your name?
I'm Frank from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. And boy, I got to tell you something. They're sweating bullets upstairs.
You are. My thumb is hurting.
Because we got no budget. After I announced today that we give away a key from anywhere.
Right.
It was pointed out to me that we have no money.
So right. Is that why you were going through, you like getting out your credit card at the...
No, I swear to God, look.
I didn't know what was going on. He was talking about his credit card.
I got my credit card right here.
Just in case it was somebody from the outlying regions, like, and, you know, that's it's a Jersey winner.
Seattle would have killed me. Yeah. I'd be out, you know, well, I would get you on the cheapest possible flight.
There you go. Yeah, of course.
Killed me. Listen, bud, you're from New Jersey. What's your name again?
I'm Frank.
Frank, you've won... Boy, we're getting down to it now. Only after today, only four more keys to go.
Oh!
One of those keys will start the Mercedes-Benz C230 from Simply Wireless at AT&T, AT&T Wireless Services. Go to www.simplywireless.com. Frank, Amtrak, 1-800-USA-RAIL. They will be bringing you down to D.C. next Friday for the key party. When you get your key, if your key starts it, you drive the car home.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No, that's good. I think
way to go, Frank.
He's happy.
You guys rule.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on just a second. Frank, we have four more keys to give away, and we will do that next week on the show. Wow. Four more chances, and then next Friday, 29 people all gathered together, and we'll do it live on the show. Now, boy, it seems like such a long time since we've actually had time on the show to do news.
Very good.
Here is our friend Guy Birdley. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Don and Mike. It's hard to believe this has happened so quickly, but... Just 2 months after the war began, the Taliban has been practically eliminated. 2 months ago, the Taliban controlled 90% of Afghanistan. Now, we still haven't found Osama bin Laden, although we have a pretty good idea where he is. We believe now that he has fled the White Mountains and his cave complex at Tora Bora to some mountains that are about 10 miles to the east. But our troops have to finish their work there in the White Mountains before they can move on.
Tora Bora.
It's
just a goofy sound of name, isn't it?
Sounds like someplace that would have like a vacation resort.
It means black dust in the White Mountains.
And we know where he is. I mean, he ain't going to get out of there,
no,
right?
No, there's no place for him to go. He's definitely cornered and surrounded.
Rob Spiewak loves the White Mountains.
I saw him
vacation. So does Charlie Stossel.
Right. Well, some of Osama's top lieutenants are still around, but for all of them, it could be just a matter of time. Today, the Taliban gave up its last stronghold in Afghanistan, its spiritual headquarters, the city of Kandahar.
Good.
Quoting an opposition leader, the Taliban ran away with their weapons. Basically, they have just run away. Their leaders and the soldiers, they have all run away from the city. There was a little chaos and looting initially when the Taliban left, but we hear everything is calm in Kandahar now.
So now that's it. That's the whole country. That's every big city in the country.
That's it for the Taliban. They're down to just a few soldiers now in the mountains.
So again, you know, I'm going to come by with my teeny nuke theory that if we've cleared out
right
all of the country except for this one spot in the mountainous cave region where Osama is, all we need is that that little itsy-bitsy nuke.
The Twinkies.
Just to wipe that, the Twinkie-sized nuke. Oh, but you didn't tell me of an actuality. Tape of a Taliban lieutenant.
Oh, yeah, very good. Yeah,
in 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League. I was making $9,000. I had to have a job. So I went to a friend of mine who ran a thoroughfare market in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I said, hey, you need somebody to bag groceries, carry him a car, and I can do that.
It's scary how well he speaks English.
There's tape of one of the Taliban lieutenants.
Not that well,
bro. The proud 4% has turned into the not-so-proud 5.7%.
Hey, that's probably good for our ratings, though.
You bet it is.
The more unemployment goes up, the more people available to listen to the show all day.
Yeah, we're dying to entertain you.
And in the past year, we've seen unemployment go up to its highest level in 6 years. Last month, another 331,000 people lost their jobs. The month before, it was 468,000 people. A million jobs have been lost just since March.
Now, hey, Buzz, you didn't tell me you had another actuality.
Oh, you mean on the subject of unemployment?
Yes, here's the Secretary of Labor.
Yes.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
There you go.
There he is.
This is Sam Hill.
Secretary of Labor.
Very good. He speaks so well.
Not that well. The gun makers have been, if you'll pardon the expression, making a killing since September 11th, and now they're piling on. Guns were already selling more than usual after the...
Don, baby, how's it going?
After the terrorist attack on America and the...
Pretty good. How's your ratings, old man? Pee into a piece of plastic anytime recently?
Oh, God.
Liddy? Take a leak into a nice, what do you call that, Rubbermaid?
Tupperware.
Hey, take a leak into Tupperware while you're on the air recently?
The Ithaca Gun Company, for example, is
George
showing...
Liddy?
George.
Ithaca Gun Company is selling a line of shotguns it calls the Homeland Security Series.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Another company is advertising a 50 caliber and, I quote, turban chaser. That's how they're advertising.
Wow, how about that?
How about that?
Muslim Americans were very, very worried about their own safety after September 11th, and they were afraid of a major backlash in this country, but a new and reliable survey shows that just the opposite has happened. A Pew Research Center study says only 45% of us had a favorable view of Muslim Americans last spring, long before the attack on America, and today the center says 59% of us have a favorable view. That's a significant increase of 14%.
You magnificent bastard! I salute you!
Thank you.
And that's the reason right there. It's not us.
Right.
It's the Muslim community that, you know, I mean, how many of you drove in cabs where they had the American flag up? And they made it very clear. They were. I think it goes both
ways. A lot of them took their turbans off, man, and put like Yankee hats on.
That's a little smart move.
Mm-hmm. This is interesting. Conservative Republicans have made the biggest turnaround. Their favorable rating of Muslims jumped from 35% to 64%. The survey also shows that 90% of us reject the Christian evangelist argument that the attacks were a sign that God was no longer protecting the United States.
Well, we should kill the other 10%.
I think most Americans agree with
you. Dopes who believe that.
Amen.
That Pat Robertson crap. Or was it Jerry Falwell?
I think they both did it. They were both responsible for that.
They were together, lawmakers questioned Attorney General John Ashcroft yesterday about whether we're trampling on the Constitution in our pursuit of terrorists.
They're being very careful with him. And they should be.
Yeah.
They shouldn't go over the line. I mean, the bottom line is we're at war.
That's right. Ashcroft not only defended the military tribunals and other approaches, he accused civil liberties champions of helping the terrorists.
The tribunal. Whenever I hear that, I think of Survivor.
Yeah,
the tribe has spoken.
The tribunal. Climb up the mountain with torches.
The tribunal has
Jeff
spoken.
Jeff Probst and Mr. Ashcroft.
Probst me.
Quoting Ashcroft, to those who scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty, your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our unity and diminish our resolve. They give ammunition to enemies and pause to our friends. Doubters reminded Ashcroft that former President Nixon considered his critics his enemies, and Ashcroft's critics say he shouldn't have stopped the FBI from checking into the gun purchase records of suspected terrorists in the U.S.
Here now is John Ashcroft.
Yes. I don't remember.
There it is.
Well, it's just as well. To hear him tell it, we nearly lost Geraldo yesterday. While covering the war in Afghanistan, sniper fire came so close to the guns of a journalist, you could hear the bullets on his tape report.
I told you this. I saw this last night, and it was, to me... It was like, you know that movie that O.J. was in, Capricorn 1?
Yes.
Where they said that the entire moon landing was something that was done on
a soundstage. Right.
I don't doubt that Geraldo's in Afghanistan.
Really there.
But I'm telling you, I said this when we started the show 4 hours ago. We got off track. This thing I saw last night is the absolute 100% phoniest piece of garbage I've ever seen. It's like Geraldo's standing there. He's got a guy with a wind machine making his hair go all crazy, and he's scrunched down like he's really right on the front lines. Now keep in mind, as you just mentioned, Buzz, the war is virtually over, right?
Well, that's part of it. Yeah.
So you've got this, you know.
I think it stopped for now.
And then, like, someone lights off some firecrackers behind him. Yeah, you get that down. And he goes, oh, my God, they're still shooting. In the cave directly behind me.
Help me.
Osama bin Laden.
Help me.
It looks, Buzz, I swear to God, I swear to Christ, it looks so phony.
Well,
so phony.
On the subject of Geraldo, a Fox News Channel spokesman says the bullets came close to parting his hair. Nobody got hurt in the sniper fire. Geraldo, who says he carries a gun on this assignment, did not return fire, but he says if he sees Osama bin Laden, he'll try to kill him.
I would, listen, I'm positive this weekend
They will replay this.
I'd love to see it.
You,
I would love to see
you it. You watch this piece that I saw
Fox
last night.
Fox News Channel?
Fox News Channel.
That's so damn hard to find on that dish.
360.
I know, but it's just so obscure. I never watched the Fox. I watch CNN. You know?
360.
Does anybody watch the Fox News Channel?
Absolutely. Guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
I like Bill O'Reilly. I watch the show all the time.
Fox News Channel's starting to beat CNN in the cable ratings.
Really?
As a matter of fact. Yeah, a lot of people are going there.
Oh, boys. You told me.
Yeah, 360.
I'll be living in front of it now. I don't plan on watching any other entertainment whatsoever.
I mean, it's surrounded by crappy channels. You got the Weather Channel just to the right of it at 362, and you have that abominable MSNBC just down the street at 356.
360.
360.
Well, I'll do a 360 and watch the Fox News Channel.
Anyway, watch it and then tell me on Monday, do you think I'm full of crap or not? Do you think the Geraldo thing looks like it's...
Didn't Geraldo do something like in his journalistic career that was where he was accused of something similar, where he'd fudged things to make the... I have some memory of Geraldo pulling some kind of crap
he
like that.
He staged something on his Maury-like show, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like with a fight and a chair and a broken nose?
Yeah. He did get his nose broken.
Yeah, and what happened to the pictures? I was
Two? All right, time out, dude. All right,
we got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Have you seen the new intern? Extraordinary. Wouldn't I like to give her the old pork sausage? Hello, Jimmy Dean.
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're not done with the news of the comments yet, but we do need a call 100, though. 877-365-3636.
Can't sing that.
That's the national number, 202-432-1067, D.C. and New York. 877-692-1027. Be the 100th caller, and you will win the CB700 percussion drum set.
Ooh.
It seems repetitive, a percussion drum set.
Yeah, and I don't even understand what it is. Is it
an electric? Because it says the drum set includes hit and crash cymbals. You know what those are.
Hit and crash cymbals.
Right, the big crash cymbals. Hardware.
Yeah, okay, hardware. Yeah, like the cymbal stands and all that.
Right.
And the throne.
That's the seat.
Yes, the stool. So it's a drum set.
Percussion drum set.
Maybe percussion refers to like the woodblock, the cowbell, stuff like that, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know.
I got the impression that was like it's like brand name.
Oh, well.
Like percussion drum set.
Percussion. I know that it's like a price where it's $1,000 or something.
I've heard of percussion drum sets.
So anyway, call
it's
100.
Nice, so it's a good prize.
Call it 100. It's a kick-ass prize.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Very good. It sounds like a drum set.
Yes. It sounds like it's brand new. As a matter of fact, if you look at the top of the prize sheet, it says drum set.
Drum set.
Drum set.
Right. Yeah, but you got thrown as I did with the percussion.
Percussion
thing.
Drum set.
Right.
Right. Anyway.
That's a good prize.
It is.
I like you.
So call now. Dial recklessly. You win a drum set. Here again is Buzz.
Mysterious things. Since the death of George Harrison. For one thing, his death certificate lists the location of his death as 1971 Coldwater Canyon in Beverly Hills. There is no such address. And then there's his ashes. The Harrison's remains were supposed to have been scattered this week on the Ganges River in India, but word is the ashes have still not arrived there. We don't know why. Spookies.
Yeah, it could be just a typo.
It could be.
Hi, I'm George Harrison. I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara, and I'm sure they never play my records either. Play Sony records, and maybe I will listen to it.
There you go. Ashes to ashes. Dust to dust. Dust to dust.
Maybe more than just a typo, because originally it had been said that he died at the home of a friend, and then later they found out that he was actually at his wife's house at the time.
What do you think? It's like an Andy Kaufman thing?
I don't know.
Well, George Harrison's alive?
I don't know.
Don't you think he'd be a little long in the tooth to be doing one of those elaborate hoaxes?
Harrison could be an inspiration for underachievers, though. He was in the bottom five of his class at Liverpool High School. His report card calls him a boy with little academic ability.
Hello.
And it suggested that he would do best in manual labor.
Hi.
He died with a fortune of $283 million. And today, EMI Records says it will re-release Harrison's song, My Sweet Lord, and give the money to charity.
Sure they will.
It's an odd tribute, since Harrison lost a lawsuit that accused him of stealing that melody.
I thought he was going to give most of the money to his son.
from an older top 40 hit, He's So Fine.
Who's this son?
Marvin.
Oh, from the Indianapolis Colts.
Thank you. Or maybe he'll give it to his father. Rex.
Or his cousin. George.
George Harrison?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm sorry.
I was thinking
of George Hamilton. Yes, I think I did have a brief lockup there. I'm sorry about that.
But a senior moment, everybody.
Or his cousin.
George. Oh, my God.
Beg your pardon.
Where are the crickets when you need them?
Oh, wow. What okay, all right, bud.
I don't remember. What does this tell us? Wednesday night, more people watched the fictional president on NBC's West Wing than watched the real president on ABC.
Right. Yeah, Pat Summerall. is Buzz suffering from Alzheimer's? Is Buzz losing it?
Yeah, I don't remember. Just remember.
Maybe they'll give the money to George Harrison's sister.
There you go.
Yeah, Doris Roberts.
There it is, Doris Roberts.
Did I miss that one, too?
That's just another off the wall.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Oh, my God. What's happening? What is happening?
Barbara Walters interviewed the president and Mrs. Bush on 2020 this week. The West Wing on the other channel was a rerun of an episode dealing with the legalization of marijuana.
Really, you did miss it, though.
Yeah.
The obvious one.
Right.
His real sister.
Who's that?
Barbara.
There you go.
Thank you.
From Channel 4.
Thank you.
Now I can hold on to that one.
Barbara Harris.
I can grip that one.
Barbara Harris.
Yes, sirree.
Over 15 million people watched the West Wing rerun. Only 13 million people watched the real president on the other channel.
Just a shame there are no rock stars named Krebs.
Yet.
Yet.
In sports, the Mets have traded Robin Ventura to the Yankees for David Justice. Ventura will fill the Yankees' void at third base caused by the retirement of Scott Brosius.
I'm pretty sure we've got about three listeners right now after that little exchange there. I think they all went fleeing. They fled like the Taliban.
And finally, the lawyer says his client did not say kill all Americans.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
He says the exact words were cleaning of America. Cleaning of America is the name of the janitorial service headed by an Iranian immigrant, Javed Nagani.
Hello.
He was arrested after his Air Canada jet turned back to Los Angeles International Airport, escorted by two fighter jets. The ugliness started when Nagani was caught smoking in a restroom on the plane. Passengers say they're pretty sure they heard him say, kill all Americans. What he really said, according to his lawyer, is, I'm the president of Cleaning of America. His name is Harrison. I'm Greg Burbank. I'm a Don and Mike show.
Oh yeah. Okay, thumbs up to Buzz.
Yeah.
We gotta go. Thanks for a great week of shows, everybody. Next week, back up to New York for a while, then coming back down here for the big Mercedes-Benz show next Friday.
All right.
Our thanks today to Lita from the WWF. Don't forget WWF Vengeance. She's gonna be at the pay-per-view. She's gonna be actually refereeing with a Hardy Boys match at Sunday night on the pay-per-view. Please join Mike O'Mara. Freshaw, you got a therapy session today, right?
Yeah, and Bobby Hollingsworth will be there also.
Please join Mike and Bobby and the Crab Blues Band for their holiday crab fest. Mike will be all therapied out. You'll have a great time.
They'll be fantastic. I'll be very calm.
Tomorrow night in beautiful Annandale, Virginia, Main Street, USA. That's tomorrow night at 9 p.m.
All right.
But wait, there's more. It's a Christmas miracle. Rob, I Love Everyone's Spiewak is going to be at Cozone at Pentagon City.
Good.
Tomorrow from 1 to 3. Giveaways and a little something called holiday cheer.
And Lisa will be there.
Ah, so that's what's happening this weekend. Have a good one. Have a safe one. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with a new episode. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I am caller 100.
Oh, no. No. Not the Landis guy.
Don, I really need this drum set for my daughter.
Yeah.
I really do. She's been learning to play drums. I'm dead serious.
We have no real choice. No, you are the 100th caller, but you are the
I've been trying all day.
It's the Landis guy.
It's the Mike Landis guy.
You guys are giving me such a Merry Christmas. I promise not to call for a month if you give me this drum set.
Wow. Well, listen, you want it either way. Rob wants you to make it soon.
All right. Does he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He doesn't like me?
No, it's not that.
Rob's just giving you a hard time.
Nah, listen, well, what's your real name?
My real name is Billy.
Billy! All right, Billy, you've won the CB700 percussion drum set, and that's from Music Outlet. Let them make music your outlet. visit their website at musicoutletinc.com or call them at 1-888-747-9851. Enjoy it. Give it to your daughter. Have a happy holiday.
Oh, she's right here. You want to say hi?
No, I
don't mean it like
that. No, I'm afraid you're going to go, hi, this is the daughter, hi.
Right.
You want to,
oh, hello.
Say hi. Oh, she's hitting the phone.
Okay, all right.
I really tried. I love you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Don't accidentally hang up on me.
Okay.
No, we won't.
Weren't you like me thinking the guy was going to say, you want to talk to my daughter?
Yeah, it was going
to
be that Will Thomas
guy.
Hi.
Hello.
It's me, Lou Polka.
All right, hold on, Mike Landis.
I love you.
Okay, love you.
God bless America.
Okay, right.
Man.
Please. That guy wins. We finally get decent prizes to give away, and that guy's a 100th caller.
Yeah, it's almost like we rewarded him.
Okay, we gotta go have a great weekend. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, George.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And Rob.
Can you be kind?
Rob.
I've had it up this year with the likes of you people.
Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make
too much time with the White Tigers. Come on, you two. We'll see you on Monday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Before we meet again, Sammy Davis here to say, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.